like a physics class. It's so intricate, and yet he...
The following is a Blue Sky Broadcasting sports presentation. Sandpoint High School football is on the air. Welcome to the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. An in-depth look at tonight's game with head coach Ryan Knowles. Now, down to the field with the voice of Bulldog football, Chris Chatburn.
Good evening, Bulldog sports fans, and welcome into the field at Moscow, where tonight the Sandpoint Bulldogs will play the Moscow Bears. We are at Moscow Junior High School, and we've got a big game tonight. I'm Chris Chatburn. To my left tonight, the Bulldog Hall of Famer, Jay Vandenberg. Jay, these two games, these are the games the Bulldogs have been working towards all year. You play that tough 5A schedule, you get down to this point, and now the games count. You win the next two, you're off to the state playoffs. You don't have to worry about preps and rankings and all that other weird stuff.
Nope, absolutely. You win your league. You know, obviously the max prep rankings kind of comes into play a little bit. Chris, but the idea is win these next two games and get that seed, that number one seed from the north. And hopefully as the rankings come out in the next 2 weeks, you know, we can find ourselves in that first or second spot.
Yep.
We get to host maybe a couple home games and see where we go from there. So, yeah.
Well, I guess my point is you win those two games and that'll all take care of itself. If you don't win these next two games and you split them, say, then you're really throwing your fates up into the air.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, you come away with a win tonight, Chris, against Moscow. Sandpoint does, you know, it really assures them a spot in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they were happen to lose against Lakeland, you know, next Friday, then, you know, now you're looking at maybe having to travel a little bit more.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We're excited. It's been seems like forever ago
it has.
We had a game.
We didn't have a game last week. We had a bye. But since that time, the Bulldogs are getting some of their guys back, some of their weapons.
Yeah.
So we're going to get Cody Newhart back tonight. He's going to get to play. Blake Sherrill's apparently at least back and kicking. So we have a punter again.
That's good.
So that's always helpful. Hopefully he won't be needed much tonight.
Right, well, I hope not. You know, exactly. But that's good news. You know, Blake Sherrill, after that first game against Post Falls, he's a tough, hard-nosed kid, and you know, the defensive line has really been kind of decimated by injuries. And Levi Ballison is the only mainstay, but he's missed a game, here a couple weeks ago. So you know, it's kind of nice to get Blake Sherrill back, hopefully in that role here as we advance into this. Into these more crucial games. But, nice to have him back punting the football.
That's right. Well, we're going to take our first break here on the Yokes Fresh Market pregame show. When we come back, we will hear from the head coach of the Sandpoint Bulldogs, Ryan Knowles, and we'll do it after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yokes Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yokes is part of your life and part of our community. Yokes Fresh Market.
And welcome back in Yokes Fresh Market pregame show as we get set for kickoff against Moscow in just a few moments. We're talking with Bulldog head coach Ryan Knowles. Coach, quickly to go back 2 weeks ago, it seems like forever. That was kind of a weird game.
Yeah, very kind of mellow. Jumped them out in front early and, felt good. And then they slowly kind of just hung around, you know, to the point where in the fourth quarter it was a one-score game and we put that final score in on them to make it 28-13 and just kind of handled the rest. You know, we did our best to manage number 80 on their team, as we spoke about before the game. And, he made his plays, but I felt like, in the end, you know, looking at it all, there's never a moment in that game until that last touchdown where you really felt like it was secure. And even after that, it was still a two-score game.
Well, and, you know, it felt like just – based on, you know, the way things were being played, that you were in control. But then you look up at the scoreboard, and you're right. It's a one-score game there deep into the second half.
Yeah. And, you know, that interception right before in the second quarter there, it was a little costly. You know, I felt like we had a lot of momentum there to take it down a score. And then, one bad decision, which, you know, Parker's making a ton of good decisions. So nothing against him. It's just happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, we kind of target, you never want fumbles, an interception every now and then is human. you know, so he's doing really good work this year, and obviously throwing a lot of touchdowns as well. So not to be negative on that, but you know, we pride ourselves on running the ball, and Garrett and Parker and the O-line did a great job of that, and you know, give credit to our wide receivers on that as well, because they do a lot of that work. You know, and then defensively, we stopped the run and stopped the big plays. Failed to get any turnovers, which is always a point of emphasis. But you know, two out of three, and you know, shoring up some of the issues we had the previous two games with the run was positive.
All right, so we come into the league portion, 4A league portion, part of the schedule anyway. How do you feel like you guys are set up as we get into the two games that that really matter as far as whether you get to extend your season or not?
Yeah, you know, we had last week off, and it's weird. You know, we don't want last week off. It's just kind of the way it goes, and looked high and low for games mm-hmm. that week. But, you know, it's hard to find. You got to be a little particular going into league play as well. So, you know, having a week off, we used it. You know, we had a pretty challenging non-conference slate that mm-hmm. – you know, went fairly well. So, you know, we used last week and got a chance to scout both Lakeland and Moscow, you know, which Lakeland has this week off. So they'll be sitting in the stands on Friday night, you know, watching us as well. So just kind of how it goes. I got a chance to watch both of them and, you know, excited to get back on the field with our crew. We have to travel to District 2, like always, and, you know, play the Bears, you know, at their house. So, you know, it's a challenge in itself. So we have we've prepared accordingly.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, I wanted to spend a second or two and you know, have you give us an update on what's going on at the lower levels.
Yeah, so, excuse me, the freshmen right now are sitting at 3-2. And I had a, you know, they play all the same challenging schedule we do with the 5As and, you know, these other programs. And I've had some really close losses and some nice wins and are sitting well. And our freshmen will actually play the Moscow JVs and get after it against them. And our JVs this week are traveling over to Meade to play the Meade JV team. So the JV team started off a little rough. And like most years, you know, the sophomores take on the JV role and go against some of these bigger schools that have massive numbers. I mean, Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls have the biggest numbers they've ever had in their program. So when you get to JV, they're playing against sophomores and juniors, you know, mm-hmm. and 45 player rosters, where I think we finished the Coeur d'Alene game with about 17 boys, you know, because we draw a few up from, you know, from a couple sophomores sure. up to play varsity. So, they do good work down there. You know, they play over their head and, they do a good job of it. And it was nice cause last week, Gonzaga Prep came to town and, our JVs won 50-20 and had an absolutely fantastic game. It was nice cause we got to actually get a lot of the sophomores back together for many different reasons. There's just been some pieces missing in a very, very, dominant group the last couple of years. And, they showed all of it, against, G Prep, you know, and a quarterback, Hunter Garcia. And wide receiver Eli Allshouse and running back Shane Sherrill. I mean, they were marching all day. Mm-hmm. So it was fun to watch and excited about their future.
Well, the good news when you get through the, you know, very front-loaded, tough schedule is when you come through it the way you have, you know, you set up for league play pretty nicely. You know, you're not, you know, the bye, yeah, sure, you didn't want it maybe, but you come in rested, ready, and, you know, forged through the fires, so to speak, getting ready for these two games that matter the most.
You know, I think at the end of the season we'll look back and say that, but it really doesn't create much ease for me pregame here with, you know, with just dealing with you know, a team that is very talented in our team, mm-hmm. you know, and completely capable, yet they got to go out and do it. You know, they got to go out and do it. I'm excited, you know. Moscow's a proud team, you know. I look at their our approach to them last year, and they got a lot of their pieces left. They lost some big pieces, but they have a lot of talent left on the team from last year that, you know, has shown to be worthy. And they had a real tough game last week at Lakeland, and you know, this is their last game because next week they have off. You know, it's kind of the rotation within our league. So you know, it's senior night, and their pride is on the line.
So with that, obviously, you know, the guys know what happened last week. Lakeland pretty much, you know, had their way with Moscow. They see that. They have to know. What's your message to them this week when it comes to, hey, forget about that. This is, you know, we cannot come into this and take these guys lightly, or they're going to stand up and steal our lunch money.
That's right. And all you got to do is throw on the film of how they played against Lewiston and how they played against Lake City and, you know, the 5A's that we played. And, you know, we watched all of that film scouting the other teams, and, mm-hmm. and you know, they're a whole bunch. I don't know what happened last week to their, you know, with them and their, mentality or whatever, but, we certainly aren't looking at that. But, you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We have to focus on us, and we talk about that all the time. You know, it's about us. You know, there's not a lot of teams that can beat Sam Point, but there's one, and that mm-hmm. is Sam Point. So, you know, I want to emphasize that, you know, we need to make it about us.
So let's talk about Moscow's offense then. When you guys are on defense, what is it that Moscow's doing, and what do you have to really keep them from getting to keep the score down?
Yeah, they do a great job spreading the field. They have you know, they have a misdirection run game with the quarterback involved, and they have the screens going both ways that are very difficult to defend. And, you know, you got to make some plays in space. And they also have some tall vertical threat receivers that are going to stretch you vertically. So when you look at them, you're going to see four wide receivers, sometimes five, all the time four at mm-hmm. least. So, you know, the nice part is that's fairly similar to what we see week in and week out. And, you know, it's going to be us playing our, you know, doing our jobs and taking care of our business.
The one thing that I've sort of observed this year from your defense is that, you know, there has not been a ton of pressure on the opposing team's quarterback. Their quarterbacks have had time to, you know, look downfield and, you know, have probably more time than you want. How is that aspect coming along? You know, the defensive line, and obviously injuries have played a part in this. But, you know, finding a way to put more pressure on the quarterback when he's back there passing.
You know, it's a tricky subject because, you know, I'm a D lineman at
sure.
heart. And, you know, love making opponent quarterbacks uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of defense. With the amount of quarterback run and talented screen games and the zone read options and the – you know, the wildcat run plays. Most offenses these days are trying to keep D linemen honest.
Okay.
You know, that's what screens are for. Screens mm-hmm. and draws are for, you know, if you get a good D line, you screen and draw them. That's good fundamental football. So a lot of teams are just running a lot of screens these days because it's hard to defend. And, you know, to get a lot of vertical upfield pressure by D linemen, a lot of times might hurt you as much as it helps you. So it's a tricky deal. Like
okay.
I say, you know, it's
yeah.
always on my mind because, yes, I'd love to bring five and harass the quarterback every play. But as soon as you do, you're getting those screens right behind it. And, you know, so you always have to be balancing it out. And I feel like it's one of those either you're ahead of it or you're behind it. Either you're in the backfield every play harassing the mm-hmm. quarterback, or they're screening you for 30 yards every play. So it's just trying to find that right mix, that balance.
Well, we look forward to seeing if you can find it coming up when we get the game started here in just a few moments.
Thank you.
We'll be back, and we've got kickoff just around the corner. This is your Yoke Fresh Market pregame show on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yoke's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yoke's is part of your life and part of our community. Yoke's Fresh Market.
All And we're back here in Moscow as we get set for kickoff. We've got the coin toss coming up momentarily. And this game tonight, Jay, for the Bulldogs, I think one of the main things is they've had a lot of trouble getting off the bus. They need to really maybe not dominate the first few minutes of the game, but, you know, they've had a few games this year where they've dug themselves some big holes early.
Yeah, you know, I think the defense has done a pretty good job early in the season, but when the offense, you know, especially when they went down to Homedale, you know, those 3-3 and outs to start the game, and Homedale just kind of jumped all over us there in the first quarter, and, you know, not picking up those first downs were huge. So I know that's an emphasis here, you know, and that's always tough traveling 10 hours.
Sure.
You know, you got the bus ride,
no doubt.
You're staying a night in a hotel, and it's tough to do, but, you know, this is a little different story, a little closer. It's a 2.5, 3-hour bus ride, and I think that's probably where Coach Knowles is, get these kids fired up, ready to go right from the get-go here.
Well, the freshmen came down, and they were successful, so they got a pretty handy win earlier this evening. And
great game.
Yeah, really nice job. They converted on a 4th-and-20 there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I saw that. you know that quarterback, the young Lehman, looked pretty good.
He did.
Threw the ball pretty decent, and he really can make things happen with his feet. So the future looks bright for this freshman group that's coming up.
So it looks like the Bulldogs will be kicking off to start the first half here as we get set for kickoff. That means that the Interstate Concrete kickoff is just around the corner. The trucks have been around Sandpoint for more than 30 years, and that's how long they've been sponsoring high school football and Bulldog football in particular. Interstate brings you the opening kickoff right here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
Yeah, I think it would be a good night here, too, where, you know, Parker Pettit, he's had a fine season so far, and, you know, kind of everything starts with him and Garrett Cox. So nice to see him get off to a quick start, you know, throwing the ball. And, you know, I think they've been really kind of reluctant to maybe have him run as much. You know, I think they've kind of taken the ball out of his hands a little bit. And I think as you move forward in these next two games, you're going to see the ball in his hands a little bit more with some little more read pass options. And
I think that's, you know, frankly, was smart. I mean, at the beginning of the year, one of my concerns was how are you going to get Parker Pettit healthy through the season all the way till the end, because, you know, if he's taking that kind of pounding, running it all the time,
yeah,
you know, it can be a problem for Moscow. They've got two guys back deep to receive. Cody Wilson, number 7, and it looks like number 23, Toby Fry, are back deep for Moscow. Of course, Las Kuhn, whose major contribution is kicking it into and through the end zone many a time here. And this kick is going to be high. It's not quite going to get to the end zone. Going to come down at about the 5 after just looping down. And a pretty good return off onto the far side and a nice blocking. And it's going to be a tackle all the way out at the 38. As looks like it was going to be Benefield who has to make the tackle on the return all the way out, a near 40-yard return for Cody Wilson.
Yeah, he caught the ball there at the 2-yard line. A really nice, high, deep kick there by Kuhn. But, boy, they got a nice little wedge off that left side, and the Bulldogs didn't react. And a nice job there by Wes Benefield working through a block and makes a nice tackle there at the 38-yard line.
So that's where Moscow takes over, right about the 38-yard line. So Moscow in their black shirts, red pants, black socks and red helmets, quarterback keeper to the near side, and well done by the Bulldogs, but then they lose a couple of tackles as Benefield lost his helmet, and it's a gain of 12, and it should have been a loss for the quarterback, Leon Hutton.
Boy, yeah, again, just a quarterback run to the right side. You want to keep that contained, and Benefield was right there to make the tackle, but Hutton able to get out of his grips and pick up 12 yards and a first down.
So first down on the quarterback keeper. They put Trips off to the left as Moscow is headed from left to right across your radio dial towards the western end of the Bear Field here. Pride of the North, it says. Some would disagree. Oh, fumble, ball's loose. And Hutton has to just fall on it as the ball went popping up straight into the air and came down. That's a loss of 3. It'll be second down and 13 for the Bears.
Yeah, just put that ball in there and tried to pull it back out, but he loses it. Neither the running back or the quarterback didn't know who was going to get the ball, and lucky for the Bears that Hutton was able to get back on it.
So Hutton now, no backs in the backfield, 5 wides in the pattern this time for the Bears. on their first possession. Glad you're along with us here on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103. It's Bulldog football for a playoff. Oh, there's a pick. The ball is intercepted, and the Bulldogs are going to take it back and get on the board first. What a great play. Stepping into the pattern and taking it to the house is Jack Zimmerman.
Boy, the ball overthrown. He tried to hit that quick little hitter to the left side, and the ball overthrown, but Jack in great position there, and he snatches out of the air, Chris, and off to the races into the end zone. Big play here to start this game for the Bulldogs.
Well, that's the kind of thing the Bulldogs were looking for. They get the pick and take it to the house. Zimmerman, who did a great job there, just sort of ranging, came off his guy. Looked like he was coming over to take the tackle, but then the ball sailed over the receiver and right into his arms, and he was gone. Gove in for the extra point. It is up. It is good. And the Bulldogs take a quick 7-0 lead. 1 minute and 22 seconds into this one. The Bulldogs go up 7-0. We'll be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leeds, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
All right, well, last Kuhn getting set to kick it away again as the Bulldogs strike on defense. And Kuhn's kick is going to go high and deep. And this one will not be returned as it lands about 8 yards deep into the end zone. And Moscow will take over on the 20.
Boy, there you go. Just put your leg into it again. He almost drives it through the end zone, out of the end zone there on the fly, Chris. I can't say enough about last Kuhn and his ability to on these kickoffs.
So Moscow, who last week was down, well, shall we say significantly by halftime, and you get your first possession, you get one first down, you throw a pick six, and you're right back behind the eight ball already.
Yeah, you know, they had two, Lakeland had two defensive touchdowns there in that first half last week against Moscow, and the Bulldogs, looks like they're falling suit here. They get one on the board.
Hutton has his running back right beside him, Murphy. And Hutton's just going to keep it. He's going to run right up the middle, and there's a gigantic hole. And if Steiger's not there to bring him down at the 40, he would have gone the distance. That's a 20-yard gain on first down. Hutton a little slow getting up as he comes out of there a little bit gimpy. But that is a giant hole off the left side.
Yeah, again, just see it. You know, three down linemen there, and they find that gap just between the guard and the tackle, and Hutton sees it, gets a lead block by Murphy, and off to the races. Boy, Cody Steiger sat out there and makes a fine tackle on the play.
So first and 10 again for Moscow as they get to the 40-yard line on that first down run. This time it's a handoff to the running back, Murphy. Murphy cuts it back and loses a yard. Benefield there to finish off the play, but a nice job on the outside by the defense to string that out and make the running back try to turn back to inside.
Boy, that was a good job there that time, just everybody sticking to their gaps, Chris, and pretty well defended up front and allows those linebackers to get into those holes and able to make nice tackles on the play for a loss.
Yep, so second down and a short 11. Murphy next to Hutton. Hutton sends a man in motion. They fake the handoff to him, and quarterback keeps it again. Hutton runs into one of his blockers, drives forward, and gets to the 45-yard line. So it's going to be third down now and 5 for Moscow.
Yeah, again, just calling Hutton's number here early, Chris. Again, just a nice little motion there by Moscow Bears. He fakes the handoff to the to that slot. Guy coming across the formation, and he just, again, keeps it off that left side behind his guard and tackle and picks up another 7 yards.
So third down for Moscow. It's a short five. Hutton, 5 yards in the backfield, awaiting the snap. Gets it, drops, looks, wants to throw, does, throws it across the middle. It's tipped and incomplete. I think Wes Benefield got a hand on that ball, and so that's going to be a fourth down. It looks like Moscow is going to have to punt it away. Coming in to do the punting duties for the Bears will be Dylan Decker.
Yeah, looking for the quick curl there about 10 yards downfield, and the Bulldogs get just deep enough. And, boy, that could have been an easily picked off there by Benefield if he was ready for that. The ball just bounces off his arms and falls incomplete, but a good job there by the Bulldog defense getting off the field here.
So we'll get our first look at Sandpoint's offense here theoretically momentarily. Decker ready to punt. It's a low snap. He gets it away. It's an end-over-end kick that's going to be fielded at the 15-yard line, trying to get to the outside, getting a nice block, and on the big return for the Bulldogs is Garrett Cox. Cox is going to get all the way back to the almost original line of scrimmage. There is a flag on the far side, far, far away from any action that was going on.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a penalty against the Bulldogs here on this return, but what a nice return there by Garrett Cox, who takes it about the 15-yard line, Chris, and gets the edge and returns it all the way out into Bear territory. But it's going to be brought back here, and the Bulldogs will be starting inside their, looks like their 20-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to start it at the 20. That's unfortunate. And, again, that flag is so far away from any of the action. Boy, if you're over there, you just can't.
Well, you just can't let that.
Can't hold, can't do whatever the situation. So the Bulldogs on offense will start it right at the 20-yard line. Bulldogs leading at 7-0, and this scoring update brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing. Two locations to serve you, Sandpoint and Ponderay, since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho. So here we go. Garrett Cox standing right next to Parker Pettit. Bulldogs with three wides. And Ari Vandenberg in there is a bad snap. It's picked up by Pettit. Pettit's just trying to get something out of nothing, and he's going to get one. And he was pretty lucky. That snap came well to his left.
Another holding call.
And we're going to have a hold in the backfield, so the Bulldogs' offense going the wrong way so far.
Again, this is what we talked about a little bit earlier, Chris, is this offense has got to get going early. Not, you know, again, you know, a great punt return, all for naught. Now they get a holding call. They're going to be back to inside their 10-yard line.
So it's going to be first down and 21 as the ball is at the 9. On the far side, it's Newhart in the slot. You've got Frank and Vandenberg on the near side as the four wides. Garrett Cox standing right next to Parker Pettit, who has to wind his way through the defense to see the signals coming in. And then we're going to have a flag down. And one of the Bears lined up upside. So Bulldogs will get five free ones on this one, and it'll be the first penalty against the Bears. It'll put them out at the 14. So second down and 16. Or make it first and 16, excuse me. So the Bulldogs stay in the same formation. Pettit clapping some more. Now looking over the defense, takes a snap, hands it off to Cox. Cox gets buried in the backfield. He loses two. It's going to be second down and long. Not much happening there with the offensive line so far, Jay.
Yeah, Dominic Hunt, number 67. He just squirts right between Carson Leiborn and Durrell. And boy, Cox had no chance there of finding any hole. It looks like he might have lost a yard on that run.
So it's going to be second down now and 15. Back to pass. Pettit finds Frank. He's got a catch. Ball out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. So third and 12 coming up for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, just a quick little out pattern, a little 5-yard out to Frank, who does a good job of crawling in, but pretty well defended there by that secondary of the Bears, making a third down and long.
Four wides for the Bulldogs. Pettit, third and long. First offensive possession, Bulldogs on the Zimmerman touchdown on the interception. Lead at 7-0. Bulldogs trying to figure out a way to keep the chains moving. Pettit keeps it, heads right up the middle, breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. He's still on his feet, but he's going to come up a yard short of the first down. So the quarterback keeper, safe play, little field position. So fourth and one, and Sandpoint's going to have to punt it.
Yeah, just not a good start to this this first offensive series for the Bulldogs. You know, Pettit does a pretty good job of making a couple guys miss there, but he gets stopped about a yard short of that first down. Bulldogs, Blake Sherrill back to do some punting duties.
Back deep to receive the punt, and theoretically not standing far enough back is Cody Isaacson. See what Sherrill has on his first punt in a long time. This is a low liner that's going to hit and be down at about the 35-yard line. So Moscow takes over on their own 35, still 7-0 Bulldogs. This scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to serve you, a proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports.
Yeah, nice line, low line shot there to the sideline there for Blake Sherrill. Puts the Bears just at their 35-yard line. The ball recovered there by Coda Hartley, number 37. Bulldogs.
So the Bears now back out on offense for their third possession. A couple of first downs, but a pick and a punt besides. And their quarterback, Leon Hutton, number 2. He is a senior. Of course, he has big shoes to fill from the guy who played the last couple of years. Hutton just takes it to the outside. Doesn't get anywhere. He's going to be knocked down right about the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs really spread that one out. And a nice job in there. Wimmer really impacting that play for the Bulldog defense. And it's going to be second and 10.
Boy, a lot of blocking up there for
yes.
Hutton. They're really trying to get as many guys out there leading the way for Hutton. That time the Bulldogs do a good job of getting off their blocks and stop for no gain there. Make it second and 10.
So Hutton now. Murphy right beside him in the backfield. Three wides near side. One on the far side for Moscow. Mishandle on the snap, ball thrown, it's caught. A lot of cushion there on the far side, and the catch is made, and the first down completed to Mike Kiblin. And just a pretty simple in, and the Bulldog defensive back on the far side, way too much cushion, as they like to say.
You know, you'd like to see him react a little bit quicker to that, but again, just a five-little curl. He's a little slow to react to that play, and he gives up the first down.
So the ball's at the 49-yard line of Moscow, and they throw the wide receiver screen to the near side, and Bulldogs do a great job of sussing this one out. So for the Bulldogs, nice job there by Kobe Barlow, and then from his linebacker slot, Benefield comes and helps. It's a gain of one.
Yeah, just a quick screen to the short side of the field, Chris, and a good job that time by Kobe Barlow, who comes up and makes a tackle on Isaacson there.
Yeah, he fought through the blocking to get the ankles of Isaacson and stand him up. So second and 9. Hutton. Murphy alongside him in the backfield once again. Man in motion. Fake to the man in motion. Quarterback keeps it up the middle, and this is not going to go for much. It's going to be third down and 8. After another gain of one into Bulldog territory.
Again, a good job that defensive front. They're just taking up a couple guys and then allowing the linebackers to come after, I believe, it was Owen Wimmer there on that stop. Third down and a long 7.
Yeah, long 7. Short 8, however you want to figure it. Hutton looking over the defense. Bulldogs, their defense deployed. Steiger back deep as the single safety. Bailing out a little bit. Rush coming. They throw the pass. It is caught on the sideline. Going to be short of a first down. Catch is made by number 23 for Moscow. That's Toby Fry. So it's going to be fourth and 1 for the Bears at the Bulldog 42-yard line.
Boy, big spot here for this Bulldog defense. A nice play there that time. Nice throw and catch there by the Moscow Bears, Hutton to Fry. But nice job on that tackle, keeping the Bears short of that first down game.
So four wides, one back, fourth and 1. Bears now do the fake snap. Look over to the sideline. Quarterback keeper right up the middle, and he's not going to get there. He's tackled in the backfield. So the Bulldogs turn it over on downs. Offense back on the field. And great job there by the Bulldogs. I didn't see who knifed in. I think it was Benefield.
Wes Benefield comes through there. He sees again. You know, they've called Hutton's number quite a few times already, Chris. That's a seventh carry. And Benefield not having any of that. He drops it for a two-yard loss. The Bulldogs take over in great field position here at their own 44-yard line.
So the Bulldogs on the exchange gain about 20 yards. And here they are at the 44, leading it 7-0. Three wides, hand off to Cox up the middle. He's got a big hole. He's at the 50. He stumbles and cuts it inside. He's still on his feet, and he's down at the 38. And then there a flag comes in at the very end. Bulldogs clapping, so we would anticipate it's possible that Moscow may be flagged for some extra yardage here.
Boy, that play had touchdown written all over it.
Just if he cuts to the outside.
Yeah, Max Frank didn't stay in that block long enough and really forced Cox to kind of cut it back inside and where he was caught from behind by a hustling Moscow Bear defender.
Yeah, there was a huge hole for Cox to run through and just pretty much one guy to beat if the block had been made on the outside. So the Bulldogs with the penalty now down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. 3:20 left in the first quarter. Bears. So the Bulldogs. First and 10. Pettit keeps it. Runs the option and decides he's not going to pitch it to the short side. Not much happening there. Pretty good defense by the Bears. Might gain a yard. Probably just no gain on the play.
Yeah, no gain on the play there. Just an option play. Not a whole lot of room there. As again, the Moscow Bear defensive end does a good job of keeping containment and allowing Pettit nowhere to pitch it and nowhere to run.
Yeah, not much room to that near side to run the option. So on second down and 10, Pettit back to pass. Looking, throwing. He's got a man. It is caught. Max Frank reaches out and snags it at the 10. They'll say he stepped out right there on the 10-yard line. First down and a gain of 13. Bulldogs first and goal.
Yeah, boy, nice catch there. A good throw on that little, like, 10-yard out. And Max Frank just puts his hands out there and makes a nice catch and a first down for the Bulldogs.
So Sandpoint now knocking on the door. First and goal at the 10. Set up in the tight formation. Guys in motion all over the place. Defense adjusting. Bulldogs hand it off to Cox up the middle. He breaks through. He's at the 5. He's driving towards the goal line. He is into the end zone. Garrett Cox dragging Bears for the last 5-6 yards. We've got a little bit of confusion, but now they finally once again signal the touchdown. I'm not sure what was going on there. But the Bulldogs lead it 13-0 with 2:30 left in the first half.
Yeah, good job blocking that time behind Austin Smith and Mike Chapman, Chris. And then he gets a little help from Ari Vandenberg off that right side just to kind of just sustain a block and allow him to kind of squeeze through there and get downfield that second level and into the end zone.
So Gove in to put a second extra point attempt in. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good, and the Bulldogs lead it 14-0. We'll be back with the ensuing kickoff after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
School is back in session, and the folks at the Dairy Depot want to remind you to drive carefully around school zones and make the Dairy Depot your one-stop shop for your game day snacks, beer, and pop on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint. The Dairy Depot.
Interesting meeting down there.
And we are back in Moscow. It's Bear Field. The Bulldogs leading it 14-0. And we had some sort of a conference between the officiating crew down around the 10-yard line.
Huh. Yeah, kind of huddled up down there to make sure they're all on the same page, possibly. But, yeah, interesting. You don't see them all get together like that.
No.
In this dead.
And when you're down here, you know what all on the same page means. Wink, wink. So the Bulldogs lead it 14-0. Lascoon set to kick it away. And it's going to be kicked into the end zone. No problem for Kuhn from the 45-yard line.
That so was pretty simple.
That's, yeah, he didn't even have to put the whole foot into that one. So the Bulldogs defense back out there, and it's been a pretty strong start for the Sandpoint defense, Jay.
Boy, the defense really, after the first couple plays there, give up, I think, three first downs here early. But, boy, they've really stepped up getting off the field here and giving that Bulldogs here great field position on that that second series allows them to get in the end zone.
So 14-0 Bulldogs, and out of the huddle comes Moscow up to the line with three wides on the far side and to the near side, one receiver. Murphy in the backfield behind Hutton. Hutton barking out the signals, taking the snap, faking the handoff. Looks like he's going to throw, pulls it down, decides to run. He runs for about three and then gets knocked down. It's going to be second and seven.
Yeah, again, looking downfield, Chris, nothing happened. He tucks it down and able to pick up a few yards, but again, good job by that secondary for the Bulldogs.
So second down and seven, Moscow, wide receivers, not part of the huddle, just the backs and the linemen. Hutton now straight behind, excuse me, Murphy now behind Hutton about 3 yards. Murphy's only carried it once. He still has only carried it once because Hutton's pulled it out to the near side, and he's going to be tackled at the 35 after another big gain of 12 and another Moscow first down.
Boy, yeah, just, again, just an easy read option there as he fakes the handoff to Murphy, sees the defensive end crash into that weak side, Chris, and he just takes the open space and picks up 12 and a first down.
Hutton, not a big kid, but pretty fast. Must be pretty durable as much as he runs with a minute 20 left here in this first quarter of play. Bulldogs leading at 14-0. Moscow at their own 35. Signals now all signaled in. Man in motion. Hutton. They throw it out to Hutton in the backfield, and that play goes nowhere. Bulldogs all over it. Murphy made the catch and lost yardage, and a nice job out there for the Bulldogs.
Looks like Dunkel.
I thought so, too, yeah. Read that nicely, but he wasn't the only one back there. So they say he's going to lose two. It'll be second and 12. Murphy right beside Hutton this time. Hutton waiting for the snap. He's got it. He's back. He looks. He throws. It's caught. And going to a knee to catch it at the 39-yard line on the far side for Moscow. Number eight.
Decker.
So they're going to mark him at the 30. What are they doing? They stand at the 35, walk up to the 37. So it's going to be third down and seven. That is your first quarter of action. Bulldogs lead it 14-0 after one. We'll switch ends and be back in 60 seconds with more football here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Ponderay Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Ponderay Winery.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team.
They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
And we're back here at Bear Field in Moscow. Bulldogs up 14-0. Defense looking to hand that football right back to the Sandpoint offense. Moscow facing a third down and 7. Leon Hutton, the quarterback for Moscow.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have a good opportunity here. Third down and long for the Bears to get this ball, force him to punt here. Start this second quarter.
Hutton fakes the handoff, rolls, looks, throws it. He's got a man wide open at the on the far side at the 49-yard line. Wow, there wasn't a Bulldog within 15 yards of the receiver that time for Moscow. Number 15, Cody Isaacson. Looked like the Bulldogs were in a zone on that one,
in a zone, yeah. It looked like, I believe it was McCorkle out to that side, and he's playing his deep third, and he, you know, Isaac does a great job. Just stops his route about 10 yards down the field. The ball pretty well thrown. Good pass protection there for Hutton.
So Moscow to the 45. Hutton again to throw. This one is dropped. And then Hutton, and then, excuse me, Isaacson pays for his crime of coming across the middle as a Steiger, after the ball was separated for him, tried to separate the shoulder of the receiver, driving him into the turf.
Well, yeah, again, a pretty good throw there by Hutton, and right into a crowd of Bulldogs. He able to squeeze it in there, but a little too hot to handle for Isaacson. But, man, he did pay the price. The Steiger comes up there and lays a lick on him. Slow to get up.
So second and 10, ball at the Bulldog 45-yard line. Moscow looking to get on the board. Sandpoint leading at 14-0. Second and 10 for Hutton. Man in motion to the far side. Hutton hands it off up the middle, and a nice drive forward that time from Murphy. He's going to pick up about 5. It'll be third down and 5. Ball down to the Bulldog 40.
Yeah, again, just straight up the middle there behind the center and the guard, Chris, for Murphy. And that time they get a little bit of movement, and he just drives forward and carries a couple Bulldogs for a couple extra yards after that first initial contact.
So third down again for Moscow. This one shorter than the last by a couple of yards. Third and 5. Hutton pointing out Bulldog defenders. Man in motion takes a snap, hands it to the man in motion, who's not going to go anywhere. He's knocked down right at the line of scrimmage. So Moscow tries the handoff to the man in motion, and the Bulldogs do a spectacular job of stacking that up and then trying to cut it back into the line for Moscow. Was number 7, Cody Wilson, and didn't work out very well for him.
Well, he just maybe got about a half a yard, Chris, on that carry, but a good job there. The Bulldogs not allowing him to get to the outside, force him back up the middle where Garrett Cox comes all the way across the field there and makes a nice tackle on Wilson.
So fourth down now and 5. Hutton takes a snap, drops, looks, throws it. He's got his man. It's caught. Then a tackle broken, another tackle, and finally knocked down inside the 20-yard line. Yeah, Bulldog get a little slow getting up is McCorkle. But, again, boy, Jay, just quick out, easy throw. Bulldogs bailing out, and it's an easy first down. They're not going to drop many of those.
No, again, just a lot of cushion out to that outside. And, McCorkle does it, you know, a little slow on that reaction, but there's too much cushion there. The ball pretty well thrown by Hutton, and the Bears get a big first down here.
So another first down, this time on the 4th and 5. Bears nearing the red zone. They say he went down at the 21-yard line. So Moscow now trying to get on the board. Hutton looking to throw. He does. He throws it out in the flat, and it's dropped. That play wasn't going anywhere. Garrett Cox closing in on the receiver. Would have been a very short, if any, gain. So second and 10 coming up for the Bears.
Yeah, trying to look for Toby free there. And a pretty well-thrown ball again. It's on that bubble screen. But like you said, he was going to get back to line of scrimmage, but it was pretty well defended there by the Bulldogs. But again, the Bulldogs here giving up some yards here through the air. Need to kind of settle in here and start making some plays there on the outside.
Hutton, Murphy in the backfield. Three wides far side for Moscow on second and 10. Hutton fakes the handoff, throws it, and there's another catch right in the seam down the middle. Wimmer makes the tackle, but it's going to be a first down just outside the 10-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 for Moscow. And quick passing. They threw that time to the slot man. He just came right down the middle and was wide open.
Yeah, just a nice design play, Chris, is again the Bulldogs kind of retreat in that defense. Nobody picks up the slot, and he just kind of settles into that soft little area, and Hutton does a good job of getting rid of the ball quick and throws a strike.
So first and 10 now, ball at the 11. Moscow looking to cut into the Bulldogs' 14-2 lead. Moscow really chewing up some clock with this drive. Now under 9 here, second quarter. Heading towards the halftime situation. There's another pass to the outside, complete, driving down towards the end zone. It's going to be another 9 yards, probably close to a first down, as they throw it once again to Decker. Decker's going to come up about 2 feet short, and it's going to be second and 1 from the 2.
Yeah, again, just pretty well blocked to the outside. The Bulldogs just really giving a lot of cushion out there. They don't see it. They don't recognize it early. Allows him to catch the ball and then work to the outside and get down there where they're looking to put some points on the board here.
Kind of understand if you're giving some cushion when you're at the 50, but you're inside the 10-yard line. There's no – where are they going to go?
Look for Hutton maybe here to keep it here on a design run here for the quarterback.
Man in motion. Hutton keeps it. Hutton trying to get to the end zone. He's going to be knocked down. I think he's short, but it's just going to make it first and goal from the 1 yard line. So first and goal. Enough for a first down. So first down and goal. Moscow. Unless we've got a penalty. Oh, they've got a face mask against the Bulldogs. Well, that'll cost them a whole inch. That gives us automatically one more there. So instead of first and goal from the half-yard line, it's first and goal from the quarter-yard line.
Well, yeah, it looked like Hutton came down a little awkward there on that play, I thought it might have been a face mask there. And well, they're going to get 4 shots here inside the 1 yard line.
So Moscow up to the line. Hutton, man in motion. Hutton keeps it, breaks a tackle, and he's into the end zone. Nearly tackled back at the 5, but Benefield couldn't bring him down. So Moscow's on the board. It's 14-6 with 7:34 remaining here in this second quarter.
Yeah, pretty well, pretty simple there for the Moscow Bears. Keeping it to their guy so far. He's got 11 carries here for 52 yards in this touchdown here in the first half, as the quarterback has been throwing the ball pretty well and making some runs with his legs. So
yep.
good start here for the
Bears.
Yeah,
the defense dying a death of 1,000 cuts, and the extra point is blocked. I think it was Cox who got in there and blocked the extra point. So 14-6 Bulldogs. They'll get the football after this here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
All right, the Bulldogs about to receive the football back deep. Once again, McCorkle and Dunkel getting set to do the kicking for Moscow. Looks like it's going to be big, tall number 15, Cody Isaacson.
Yeah, the Moscow Bears off to a little better start than they did last week, Chris. You know, playing here at home, homecoming night, you know, got a little extra energy here. But they did a great job on that last drive, really just picking the Bulldogs apart through the air.
So it's turning for the offense to get things rolling. Short kick going to be taken at the 12-yard line by McCorkle. McCorkle looking to get to the outside. He's at the 30. He's still on his feet, and he's going to be knocked down at about the 39-yard line. So good field position for the Bulldog offense at right around the 39, 38-yard line.
Yeah, the Bears 37 offensive plays here, Chris, to the Bulldogs. Eight. So that defense for the Bulldogs has been out there for a while as the Bears really doing a good job of keeping this offense off the field and really sustaining some clock and putting some drives together.
Well, that last drive was a long one. I mean, it started deep in their own territory, and they took it the length. So the Bulldogs now on offense as the rain starts to fall. There's a handoff to Cox. He's got room on the outside. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He cuts back inside against the grain, and he's at the 45. So that's a nice 10, 17 yards, it looks like, on first down. And what a hole on the far side for Garrett Cox.
Yeah, just off that left side behind Durrell and Laybourne. And, boy, he just does a good job of just picking his way through there. Big hole and then some good blocking downfield by number 11 for the Bulldogs. Didn't see that was Lascoon.
Lascoon,
a good job.
Yeah, getting some snaps on offense these days. There's another handoff to Cox. Cox, this time short gain inside the 45, down to the 42. Gain of three. It'll be second and seven.
Yeah, again, Cox going downfield, but that time linebacker for the Bears able to hit him head on and drop him there right at the initial contact. That doesn't happen very often against Garrett Cox.
No, well, if your nickname is Night Train, I guess, you know, you got to live up to it. Nick Miller on the tackle. Bulldogs three wides near side. Cox now shifts and comes to the right of Parker Pettit on second down and seven. Pettit fakes the handoff, drops and looks. He's going deep. He's got a man out there. It's Newhart. It's over his head and incomplete at about the three. A flag flies at the end, and the Bulldogs are going to be flagged for holding, and that's going to knock them back.
The rail, I believe, on that, the left tackle. Yeah, the Bulldog offense just can't put themselves in these situations, Chris. And, again, their fifth penalty here, or make that their fourth penalty, but big ones. These holding calls makes it tough for this offense to really kind of find any kind of rhythm.
Yeah, you had second and seven, and you hold 4 yards in the backfield. And you turn it into a second down, and, 22, 18, yeah.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
Again, the rain falling, pass complete. It's near midfield, so some of that back on second down. It'll be third and long. It'll be third and about 16 now after Vandenberg gets the catch and then gets driven out of bounds on the far side.
They got 9 yards of that back, 7 yards of that back. Cool. Bulldogs here in a tough third down.
Yeah.
Boy, and 14.
Well, it's about time for the old Cox wheel play. Back to pass Pettit, going deep again, trying to get it to Newhart again. It's through his arms and incomplete at the 20-yard line. That pass on the money. But pretty well defensed by Moscow, and the Bulldogs are going to have to punt it away.
On the coverage, number two. Oh, yeah, going for Newhart, who's back in action here tonight. They took two long bombs for him, but he had a chance to come up with that ball, but just unable to get his hands together as that ball just was right between them, and And the Bulldogs forced a punt here. And given the Bears here showing some life, got some energy going on their side, and the Bulldogs really struggling to move the chains.
Yeah,
here.
It's sort of like what we witnessed 2 weeks ago. Bulldogs jump out 14 to nothing and then allow the opponent right back into the football game. Cheryl getting ready to punt it. Kick is away. It's a high kick. It's going to land at about the 25. Take a Bulldog roll.
A flag comes down,
and it's another flag comes down, and it's going to be down to inside the 15 at about the 11. So if the penalties are against Moscow, they're going to start this one backed way up, and a real opportunity for the Bulldog defense to put the ball back in the hands of the offense in some pretty good field position.
Yeah, you know, they got to do a better job here against this passing game. Hutton so far is, 9 of 12 for 73 yards here in the half. So they're able to really hit some of these quick hitters, these little 9, 10-yard out patterns to keep the chains moving. So the Bulldogs, this passing defense is, really got to start stepping up here.
So at the 6, that's where Moscow will start this drive, 94 yards away from pay dirt. And we are down to 5:51 left in the second quarter. Bulldogs lead at 14-6. The scoring update brought to you by Jalapenos for the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Now with a convenient pickup window. Excuse me, it is Jalapenos. Trips off to the near side this time for Moscow. Hutton with Murphy in the backfield. It's been that way all night so far for Moscow. And Hutton's back to pass in his end zone. Throws the screen, and it's knocked down. What a nice play defensively for the Bulldogs. Wimmer there first. Also for Sandpoint in on the tackle. Joseph Hughes, and it's going to be tackle at the 4. So loss of 2 at 2nd and 12.
Yeah, good job right there. Just by Joseph Hughes and Wimmer, just to see their running backs go to their key read, and a nice job of tackling Murphy as he catches the ball.
So 2nd and long for Moscow. Hutton didn't run it last play. Expect him to keep it maybe this play. He hands it off up the middle, and it gets back to the line of scrimmage and possibly one more. So 3rd down and long now coming up from just outside the 5-yard line.
Boy, he was able to get that 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage, Chris, but the Bulldogs here in basically a long 3rd and 10. But the Bulldogs, a good opportunity here to get off the field. These corners got to look. These receivers are pretty talented. Decker and Isaacson are very talented, very quick guys. So understand where that first down marker is and make a play and react to that ball in the air.
Hutton back to pass, looking, throwing deep. He's got a man out. It is caught all the way out to the 40-yard line. They just sent Decker deep, and he caught it over Barlow. And that's a completion to the 40-yard line. And it's a killer, Jay. It just really, that's about the 4th or 5th time that on 3rd and long or 4th down, it's been an easy pitch and catch.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Kobe Barlow's got to understand, you got one receiver in your area. That's your guy. Don't get caught looking in the middle and give the cushion. He gives way too much cushion. Pretty easy throw there for Hutton. Just throw it to the outside, let Decker go up and make the play. The big mistake there by that defense.
So 1st down, and Hutton's going to run it, and he's going to turn around. He's going to be dropped for a big loss back to the 33-yard line as Wes Benefield was in the backfield and causing havoc once again for the opposing offense. That's a loss of 6. It'll be 2nd down and 16.
Yeah, good job again. Benefield just reads it, and then he slices in there. Once he sees that quarterback get out of the pocket, he just beelines it, tracks the ball, and makes a nice tackle on Hutton for that big loss.
So 2nd down, 3 wide receivers to the near side, 1 to the far side for Moscow. Murphy behind Hutton in the backfield. Receivers shift positioning just a little bit. Decker comes a little closer to the hash mark, and Hutton is back to pass. He's got another completion, and it's going to be dragging towards a near 1st down on the far side. It's going to be now 3rd down and 2 after the gain of 10, 12 yards. So far, Bulldogs have no answer for the quick passing of Moscow.
They're looking at Barlow. They're going after him pretty hard, Chris. And the Bulldogs, a couple opportunities here to put the Bears in, put them in situations. And the Bulldogs have bailed them out both times here.
So third and short for Moscow. Hutton keeps it. Picks his way forward, trying to get the first down yardage. He's not going to get there. It's going to be fourth down and short, it looks like. About fourth and one coming up.
Yeah, boy, Moscow Bears hanging in here, 14-6 here. This clock's going to run inside 2 minutes here in the second quarter. And the Bears, they got to like where they're at here. You don't really want to do anything foolish here and turn this ball over on downs and give the Bulldogs a short field.
Well, they're going to risk that because it looks to be they're going for it on fourth and short right at midfield as the clock winds down to 1:45 left in the first half. Quick first half here from Moscow. Of course, it's been a lot of Bears with the football, and Moscow's going to call timeout. We will keep it here, and with Sandpoint leading at 14-6, say that this scoring update is brought to you by Sun Rental, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs since 1979. They rent everything under the sun. Boy, I know it's a fourth and one, Jay. You're almost at midfield. But if you don't get it, you give the Bulldogs the ball at the 50-yard line with a minute 34. They go in and score. They get the ball back at the start of the set. I mean, this game could turn into a laugher.
Yeah, it could happen real quick. Yeah, I'd be surprised if they go for it here. I mean, they're 14-6 on their own territory. I mean, you should be thinking about putting this football here with in this fourth down and one situation.
The Bulldogs already stopped them on fourth and one earlier in this half. And actually drove him back. And except for the quarterback, the running game has really been non-existent for Moscow. It's been a lot of short and intermediate passing so far.
Absolutely, just 8-10 yards, Chris. Nothing really deep down the field, and the receivers are creating a little separation. The Bulldogs give them some cushion, and boy, the Bears are just taking advantage of it.
So the Bears come out. Look like they're just going to line up and give it a shot. Coach Hebling's rolling the dice here. He's got a play he likes. And we'll see what the Bulldog defense can do about it. Fourth down and one. Ball's loose.
That's what happens.
Bad snap. Tackle in the backfield. And the Bulldogs are going to take over at Moscow's 40.
Boy, minus 9 yards on that. Again, that's just... I'm surprised he went for it, Chris. Now he's going to give the Bulldogs a really short field and opportunity here to put some points on the board here to go into half. And the Bulldogs have had some success running the football and moving the ball. Mm-hmm. It's their own doing. The penalties have really stymied this Bulldog offense. So see what they come out with. See what Thielbar dials up here with all three timeouts and a minute and a half to go.
Yeah, a minute and a half and only 44 yards separating the Bulldogs from a two-score margin. Heading into the half. Pettit fakes it, now hands it. Cox to the outside at the 40. He's at the 30. He gets across at to 25, and he's going to be wrestled down at the 24, they'll say. But another big hole for the Bulldogs from the 44 to the 24, and the Bulldogs have another first and 10.
Yeah,
I think they could just run Cox every time.
Off that left side, right behind Darrell and Laybourne, and get some good blocking downfield to a good job of running football there by Cox.
Pettit looking, throwing. It's incomplete, trying to get it to Kuhn. Kuhn should have caught that. It was right between his arms.
Boy, that's a perfect ball.
It was. You got to catch that.
That's a touchdown all day right there, and Kuhn just doesn't make the catch. Going that way, that's just unfortunate there for the Bulldogs. That's a big play that's going to happen there. That's a touchdown.
So it'll bring up second and 10. Stops the clock with 1:03 left. Bulldogs leading at 14-6. Scoring update this time brought to you by Interstate Concrete, a proud supporter of the Bulldogs for more than 30 years. Pettit back on second down. Throws it again, and it's caught this time by Newhart, his first catch of the year, and it's down inside the 5. Tough running after making the catch. It's first and goal, Bulldogs from the 3.
Bulldogs 56. Nope, no need to hurry here. He's still got three timeouts.
Yeah, there's eons of time.
Good throw there by Pettit.
Pettit keeps it, looks, throws, and he's got a touchdown. Off the man in motion, Cody Newhart, and the Bulldogs go up 20-6. And there'll be some second-guessing in those Moscow stands at halftime.
Boy, I tell you, that's a, you know, we can see it from up here. Just one mistake, and you're going to give the Bulldogs a short field, and they capitalize on it. A great job there by the Bulldogs coming up with a big stop, and then a couple of nice throws there by Parker Pettit to Newhart, and a big run by Cox.
Extra point is up and good. 21-6 with 35 seconds left. We will keep it here and remind you that we are closing in on your Columbia Bank halftime show. Your Northwest Community Bank providing comprehensive solutions and expertise to businesses and individuals with branches in Sandpoint, Ponderay, and Bonner's Ferry. A proud sponsor of Bulldog football. We'll have Bob Witte along this week talking with Dylan Green of the Bonner County Daily Bee. We'll have our jalapeno stat page at halftime as well. And right now, the Bulldogs should be a happy halftime. They're leading it by a score of 21-6. Thanks in large part to the gift that the Moscow Bears bestowed upon them in the last 2 minutes of the half.
Yeah, and they get the ball, like you said, at the start of the second half, Chris. And like you said, you know, the Bulldogs, you know, starting slow again on offense. You know, a couple penalties force them to punt the football. But you know, you give them a little inch, and the Bulldogs will take it, and they were able to capitalize here late in this second quarter.
So Coon in to kick it away. We'll do so from the 40. Kicking it the opposite direction from the first two times of the game. Bears back deep to receive the kick once again. Number 7, that's Cody Wilson. Number 23, Toby Free. And this is a squibber that hits off one of the Bears and is going to be falling on at about the 39-yard line with 33 seconds left.
Ball's covered up by 58, Mike Ellis.
So Ellis is able to fall on it. But that sets up the Bears in pretty good field position just at the 39-yard line. So Moscow now getting a little help from the official with somebody's chin strap there. The back Judd's now back into place, and we're ready to go.
Now you want to back off. We don't want to give up the big throw here.
Hutton is back to pass. He's got all day. He throws it deep. He's going for the intended receiver is Decker, and we're going to have a pass interference foul against the Bulldogs. But,
wow.
Yeah, well, 15's better if you're beat.
Yeah, he had pretty good coverage there. He's forcing him to, using the sideline, forced him to the outside. And, boy, I've seen a lot worse. I've seen a lot worse this year. But, again, you know, you're down here in the District 2 area. And
you can't. You got to count on four of those at least.
Yeah, 28
mystery
seconds here.
Penalties.
Bulldogs with a short kick, right? Gives them life.
I know. I don't.
You got to pound it through the end zone here and make them start at the 20-yard line, but to give them life. And now the Bears, confident of the Bulldog penalty, got some life here with 28 seconds to go.
Yeah, they're down to the Bulldog 45-yard line now after the penalty, which was 16 yards for some reason. And there's a pass that's thrown incomplete as they were trying to get it to the outside. This time trying to throw it to Mike Killen. And it's going to be second down now and 10. Pretty good coverage by Barlow on that one. The pass a little wide of the mark. And so Moscow now with the rain once again starting to fall. And 24 seconds left for the Bulldogs to keep Moscow out of the end zone. Yeah, at this point, you just can't let Moscow get behind you. Back to pass, big rush, pass again, same play, same result. This time, not much time to throw as Bulldogs send Benefield on the blitz, and it'll be third down and 10.
And that's the key, right? Just going in, talking to some coaches earlier in the week, just it's about dialing up that pressure. Leon does not, the quarterback Hutton does not like the pressure coming out of his face, and that's where you're going to start seeing these throws come wide. But if you give him all the time in the world, he can actually throw the ball and get it downfield. He's got a decent arm, and the Bulldogs doing a good job of putting pressure on Hutton two plays in a row.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy to bring the pressure here when you know what they're doing, right? They're not going to mess around and send Hutton running too far. They're trying to gain yards through the air. So third and 10, ball at the 45. Murphy goes in motion. Hutton steps back, throws deep. He's got his man, but good coverage once again and incomplete. As three Bulldogs are down in a heap. Two Bulldogs and one Bear. They're all three down. McCorkle and Steiger are both down. McCorkle sort of fell down, sort of tripped after the ball was incomplete. Then Steiger came in on top of him. McCorkle is getting up.
Yeah, this is an interesting spot here. 14 seconds, going to be fourth down and 10, but you're going to bring in two. McCorkle and Steiger have not come off the field all year long. So, here comes your backup. See if they can't see what be interesting.
Yeah,
Moscow
exactly.
Does,
yeah, no doubt. Well, for Moscow, you'd think with 14 seconds left, if you're going to go for it at fourth and one with a minute and a half left at midfield with 14 seconds left, you darn sure going to go for it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure who the backup safety is. I know you got Cheryl, who's seen some time, the sophomore out at corner, but I'm not. I haven't seen anybody else play for that free safety position here for the Bulldogs. And looking at his leg.
They are looking at his leg.
Dakota Hartley's going to come check in at free safety here for Steiger. Boy, a long time out here. Steiger's getting up. He's going to be helped off the field. He's not putting any weight on that left. There he goes. He's a little bit of weight, but now doesn't look good here for Cody Steiger. Tough kid.
Yeah, it would be a big loss to the Bulldog defense for sure. Yeah, as you said, he's played literally every down at safety this season.
Yeah, so you got Cheryl coming in for McCorkle and Hartley coming in. Is that Hartley out there?
It is.
They're going to punt it
away. They're going to punt it away.
Interesting. 14 seconds left. Look for the fake.
Yes. Prepare for the fake.
Number 8, Decker.
Cheryl should give him.
Wow.
Give him a little space there.
I
wouldn't be putting it this.
Not
at
this because you turned it over at the 45. Whatever, the Bulldogs are going to take a knee. They almost snap it over the head of the punter, who kicks it up high in the air, and it's going to bounce and land at about the 20-yard line, and that's where the Bulldogs will have it with 4.2 seconds left.
Yeah, nice high punt there by the Moscow punter. Yeah. That clock.
Hang time.
Boy, 10 seconds before the ball is whistled dead. And the Bulldogs, they catch a break here, Chris. You got the defensive touchdown to start the game. And then, they force that fourth down turnover with just under about a minute and a half left there. And then the Bulldogs capitalize to get a little gap here. The Bulldogs are really lucky here to be up by 15 here going into half.
So the Bulldogs will kneel it down. The halftime will be coming your way. Your Columbia Bank halftime show is next. Bulldogs leading it 21-6 here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner, and that's what you'll find at Ivano's Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari d'ore. Ivano's is open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday with nightly specials and gluten-free options as well, and each meal is made with amore. Make your reservation today at 208-263-0211 or stop by our location at 102 First Avenue. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise. Candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
This is the Columbia Bank Halftime Show, featuring a first half recap, including the Jalapeno stat page. Now, back to the field.
All right, we're back here. Chris Chaperon and Jay Vandenberg along with you. It is halftime and time for your Jalapeno stat page here on the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. For the finest Mexican food on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint, now with a convenient pickup window, it is Jalapeno's. Jay?
All right, thanks, Chris. Yeah, Moscow Bears, 32 total plays of offense here in the first half, and boy, a lot of Leon Hutton. As he's doing all the work. He's 12 of 15 for 118 yards in the air as the Moscow Bears rack up 162 yards of total offense here in the first half. The Bulldogs doing a pretty good job on this running game, limiting them 44 yards, but Hutton, again, 14 carries, 38 yards. Bulldogs kept Isaiah Murphy in check with only 3 carries for only 6 yards. You know, Dylan Decker and Mike Kiblin leading the way in the passing game, 3 catches for 29 and 2 for 23 for those wideouts for the Bears. For the Sandpoint Bulldogs, Parker Pettit, 5 of 8 for 48 yards through the air. With one touchdown pass, a nice pass there here late in the second half. Two of them to Cody Newhart to set up that touchdown late, Chris, and it really give the Bulldogs some space. But they pick up 74 yards of rush in that first half as the Bulldogs only run 15 plays here in that first half.
Wow.
Which really makes it tough. But they end up with 122 yards of total offense. Garrett Cox, four carries, Chris. 61 yards, 15 yards a carry here. It's I think what's working for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, what's working for the Bulldogs, yeah.
Yeah, Newhart, two catches, 29 yards. Frank, two catches, 15 yards. Vandenberg, one catch for 9 yards here to round out the stats here for the Bulldogs.
All right, well, we're going to send it back to the studio, and Bob Whitty's going to have an interview here in just a few moments with Dylan Green of the Daily Bee, and then third quarter action is coming up. Bulldogs need a win. That'll set up a winner-take-all district championship game against Lakeland next week. This is Bulldog football with Sandpoint leading it 21-6 on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join their team. They have immediate openings for kitchen staff and servers. If you're interested in Jalapeno's team, apply in person at Jalapeno's on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint. Available for immediate interview, sign-on bonus, stay-on bonus, competitive pay, and a great work environment. Jalapeno's is open Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Also great for takeout.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
All right, we are back halftime here on the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and joining us as our guest this week from the Bonner County Daily Bee, the head sports writer, Dylan Green. Dylan, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Bob?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. It's great to have you here. Good to see you again. Of course, you've been on my talk show before when you first came to town. When was that? How long have you? I mean, you graduated from Washington State and then got this job with the Daily Bee writing sports here in Sandpoint, and you moved here. And how long's that been?
It's been 2 years now. I moved here in September of 2019, so it's been over 2 years now. So,
it's a challenge enough to cover high school sports. There's just so much running around to do and everything. But of all years, to have these 2 years, how have you had to adjust, you know, what games you can go to, and how do you do it?
It's a big adjustment, you know? I mean, I think not knowing if there's going to be a match, you know, tonight or tomorrow, you just don't know. You know, that was the thing for a long time is whether things were going to be canceled because of COVID. And, you know, we've had those situations this year, not as much as I would say last year, but it still pops up, you know. And so that's always a challenge as a writer, knowing what you're covering, what you're not covering that night, how I'm going to fill the page.
Yeah.
As a newspaper, that's a huge problem. And so it's been really challenging, and definitely – it's, you know, for, you know, a journalist for like me, young, you know, coming out, issues like this are, they're not great, but they're really good for you career-wise, just because it gives you a lot of experience and how to deal with different scenarios. And so I feel like that's really helped me a lot in a way, as horrible as it's been, it's in a way been a bright spot in that way for me to kind of grow as a writer and be flexible around all this stuff that's just been happening. It's been difficult, and it's been hard on the kids too. I know that for sure.
Oh,
and the teams,
no
and the
kidding.
Coaches.
Yeah. I can't even imagine. And you have done such a great job, and thank you very much for the way you've covered it. When you, you know, last year giving the seniors, you know, basically a page to themselves and giving them all the press that you could, because for a lot of them, they really did get gypped out of their senior year of their sport. So thanks for doing that, and to the Daily Bee for allowing that to happen.
Definitely. That was something that we really wanted to do. So
remind me again, where did you come from before you went to WSU?
Yeah, so I'm from Stanwood, Washington. It's about the same population, I'd say, as Sandpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little outside, north of Everett, Washington, near Camino Island and stuff like that. It's a... very similar to here, and it has a – here sports are king, but I would say Stanwood has a rich history as well as sports-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of been fun to see that dynamic, but here it's just a different level.
Well, you've had a couple of very easy winters since you moved here, so
yes.
Nothing personal, but I'm hoping we get a whopper this year.
Well, that's what they say. They're supposed to have La Nina, so that's supposed to be pretty bad this winter. So
So growing up, is this what you wanted to do? You wanted to be a sports writer?
Yeah, I wanted to be a sports writer. I thought for a long time I wanted to do something kind of like you, be like a broadcaster.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, for a long time, that's what I thought. I just don't have the voice for it. I don't have the...
Neither do I. It's never stopped me.
I don't know. It's just not my, I guess, style. I just never fit me. When I did the classes in college, it was not my forte, and just trying to, you know, watch a game and try and talk while you're doing it, it just wasn't for me. I just found writing was what I loved to do.
Yeah.
And then you put the two together, and that's just perfect for me.
Well, everybody's got their own thing. Speaking of sports, do you have favorite sports?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely football and hockey. I love – those are my two favorite sports. I always dreamed of, like, covering the Seahawks someday or something like that. That's kind of like the dream job, covering the Seahawks for – ESPN or something like that. That's where I'd love to be. You know, that's a pipe dream, but who says it can't happen?
So you must be stoked to have professional hockey back in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got my Kraken jersey as soon as they went on sale to the public. I got up at 10 a.m. on that. It was like a Wednesday and ordered a jersey. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. That's a big deal. I'm going to be going to one here in just over a month. So.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun. Just be great. So, you know, growing up loving football and hockey, were any of the high school sports that you now had to cover kind of difficult for you? Like maybe you didn't know that much about volleyball or wrestling or whatever?
Yeah, I think volleyball, just for the aspect of – stat-wise, like I have no idea what is a kill sometimes or what is, you know, assists or whatever, you know, all those different stats that they keep for volleyball. I didn't know that for a while. I still don't keep those. I rely on the coaches for that because it can be a lot to handle when you're trying to cover it and watch the match. But
yeah.
Definitely volleyball. And then I would say, track's just a whole thing of itself just because there's so many events.
Yeah.
It's just, I know what's going on there, but it's just so many.
Talk about needing the stats at the end. It's like, who won that sprint?
Yeah, it's like, oh, gosh, I don't know. so, yeah, I'd say that. And then, you know, maybe tennis and stuff like that. But I don't really think none of them are, like, super unfamiliar to me.
Yeah.
I have a good general idea of just watching stuff.
Well, sports guys are sports guys.
Exactly. You know, I've seen just about every sport you can think of on TV. So I think I had a general idea of what I was doing or getting into.
So does the Daily Bee give you like pretty much free reign of your sports page?
Oh,
like
yeah.
I'm going to cover this and
yeah, I mean I basically set my own schedule and I kind of pick what events I will go to, what I cover that day. It's just, you know, for me it's like whatever is on the sports schedule, I'm doing all of it. That's just kind of my thing.
That's great.
I don't usually try and rely on anyone else to do anything for me. That's just my kind of mentality and that's what I usually do. That's just kind of me. I'm just like, if it's my section, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, and I'll get it done. And that's what you need to do with such a small staff that we have. And you know, they're all great there, and we try and help out where we can, but it's a tight ship.
Yeah, and we are very lucky that here in Sandpoint is such a great sports community, and we still broadcast games, and you can still write about the sports you want in the hometown paper. It's not happening everywhere, folks.
No, it's not. They're dying.
Yeah, so. That's good. Speaking of the hometown paper, Mark Nelke was the sports writer here forever, it seemed. And I mean, he used to cover, you know, from high school to Little League games. And he was such a Sandpoint guy. And then I was really bummed and a good friend. And, you know, he moved to Coeur d'Alene to be the sports editor for the Coeur d'Alene Press. Do you still work with him? Do you talk to him often?
Yeah. You know, talk to him definitely a lot in terms of we send chats to each other in terms of emails basically every night because of trying to figure out, you know, especially around this time where district seating, regional seating, state stuff is up in the air. And so you're just like letting them know like, okay, they won, you know, so you know whether they've got the 1 seed, 2 seed kind of stuff like that. So we stay in contact a lot. You know, we haven't seen each other a lot only because really the pandemic, just like anyone, we haven't really seen a lot of each other the last, you know, year and a half. Once a couple months ago for Idaho High School Activity Association meeting, so that was nice. But yeah, I mean, we stay in touch, and he's a great guy, and they help me out, and I help them out, and that's kind of our relationship. And I've had the best of times talking to him. He's got so many stories.
Yeah, and he's a great guy to emulate as the future goes. We're out of time. Dylan Green from the Bonner County Daily Beast. Say hi to Mark Nilke for all of us.
Oh, I definitely will.
That would be great. And thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bob.
All right, we're going to take another break here on the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. Then we'll send it back down to the field for the second half.
School is back in session, and the folks at the Dairy Depot want to remind you to drive carefully around school zones and make the Dairy Depot your one-stop shop for your game day snacks, beer, and pop on the Dover Highway in Sandpoint. The Dairy Depot.
Wherever you're headed, Columbia Bank has the people and resources to help you get there. Longtime experts, lifelong nice people, and real humans answering their phones. Columbia Bank is committed to providing all the services required to help build strong Northwest communities. Recently awarded the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with retail banking in the Northwest, Columbia Bank is also a proud supporter of local high school sports. Stop by any branch or check them out online at columbiabank.com.
Rock 103 as we continue through the Columbia Bank Halftime Show. And they've done the always exciting put the extra three back on the clock. So we get a little extra time here at the half, Jay, to look back on the first half and think about what the Bulldogs, you know, we talked about it before that fourth down and what a key down it was. Moscow went for it. They fumbled the snap. They had to fall on it. The Bulldogs took care of business there. The second half of that is taking this opening kickoff here in the third quarter down the field and putting some distance between them and the Bears.
Yeah, get some separation here. You know, the Bulldogs defense just, you know, struggling getting out off the field there in some, key second and third and longs. They're just giving up those big plays when the defense, you know, makes a couple great plays. Then they give up the big one and allow Amasa to sustain that drive and keep moving the clock. And, you know, like you said, just talking to the athletic director from Moscow, and just, he was a little disappointed that they went for it, because he says, again, take the knee, punt it away. Hey, 14-6 homecoming night. Let's make them go the length of the field with a minute and 15 seconds left instead of giving that short field.
So yeah, no
Bulldogs
doubt.
Definitely come away with the big break. But, you know, as the rain starts to fall here, Chris, real important, ball security. Some funny things happen. The field starts to get a little bit wet. The ball gets slick. And, so the Bulldogs, if they can capitalize here on this first drive that's going in here in the third quarter, kind of separate themselves, things will start looking good.
I would really imagine, too, that we will see a hefty dose of number 13 in this second half because, as you put it, they're the Bulldogs' main running back is averaging 15 yards every time he touches the ball. That's I don't know. I'm not a math major, but that seems pretty good.
Seems pretty good. I think he had one run for 3 yards, but the rest of it all been big hitters. It's imperative for the Bulldogs to dial up number 13.
That's right, Ed. You're also trying to tune up, and you win this game, secure the victory, come out as healthy as possible. Obviously, the loss of Steiger is going to be a big one for the rest of this game. And, one would imagine, not knowing anything, that this isn't necessarily a short-term deal with him on the bench there with his knee iced. So some backup guys are going to get at least some play here in this second half.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing serious. Hopefully it's maybe just a helmet to the knee or something. Maybe it's a bruise. But, boy, by the looks of it, he's laying down there. He's got the ice on it. So, not having that senior free safety out on the field is going to be it's a big blow for the Bulldogs.
So McCorkle, who was down momentarily at the end of that first half as well, is fine. He's back in. He's going to step back and get back to return the kick along with Dunkel. So the Bears will kick it off going from right to left. Bulldogs will be headed across your radio dial to the right and towards the western end zone here in the third quarter, leading it 21-6 as we get this third quarter off and rolling. And Bulldogs can really stake their claims to this one if they can get the offense cranked up here at the start. There's going to be a kick that's going to go on the far side to Dunkley. Picks it at the 20. He comes right up the middle, and he's going to be knocked down at about the 34-yard line. So the Bulldogs will start it up there. And Parker Pettit and the offense onto the field here as we get things rolling in the third quarter.
Yeah, short kick there. The Bulldogs get great field position here to start the first drive. Out just across the 30 to 33-yard line. And like I said, a little bit of rain. The field's, you know, getting a little bit wet. The Bulldogs take care of the ball. Let's see a good dose of Garrett Cox and see if we can't put this game away here.
So Cox and Pettit in the backfield right now. Bulldogs with their three-wide set with Ari Vandenberg kind of in that H-back tight end position on the near side. There's a handoff to Cox. Cox gets a block. He's at the outside. He's at the 40. He cuts inside at the 45. He's still driving forward. He gets out to about the 48. A little disappointing. Yards. Only 13 yards on that one. A little under his average.
Yeah, nice job right there. Vandenberg kind of seals that edge and allows Cox to get around the corner, and he picks up a nice Bulldog first down on that first play here.
Bulldogs quickly out of the huddle and up to the line, setting up in their tight formation. Another handoff to Garrett Cox up the middle, and he's not going to get much this time, maybe a couple out to about the 49-yard line.
You know, that T formation, you know, boy, it worked really good against Post Falls, but, man, we haven't had much success here since that first game.
So second down for the Bulldogs now. They just give him a long one, almost two. So Bulldogs back to their standard wide set with two wide receivers on each side. Garrett Cox now right beside Parker Pettit on second down, and Pettit back to pass. Big rush. Pettit gets hit as he's thrown, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds as they sent the house at him, and it's going to be third down and nine.
Boy, yeah, just left tackle Durrell just gets beat off that right side, and you know, he's got to do a better job of pass protect on that blind side of Parker Pettit. He gets drilled. Lucky that ball's not a fumble, and Parker was able to get enough on it to get it out of bounds. But boy, got to do a better job protecting that backside for Parker Pettit.
So the Bulldogs here on third down and nine now, set up tight on the near side, too wide on the far side. Pettit fakes it, throws the wide receiver screen, and if that's complete, it's not going anywhere. And the Bulldogs will have to punt it away after gaining Garrett Cox a 14-yard carry on first down. They just went away from it. And now
you run the ball to him once again, and then you try to throw the ball twice, two things just incomplete, and you're forced to punt here. And that's just not what you want to have happen here offensively here to start this third quarter.
So a Sherrill in to kick it away. Again, the deep guy is just not very far back. He's only 25 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Sherrill just blows it right over his head. And the ball's going to, unfortunately for the Bulldogs, roll all the way down and into the end zone. But so at the 20 is where Moscow will start it, and that's a disappointing first offensive possession for the Bulldogs here in the third quarter as they had pretty good field position. They got it near midfield and then stalled out after a first down, and Moscow now will get things rolling, and we'll see if the Bulldogs have made any adjustments defensively on this short passing game of the Moscow Bears.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to start up front with some pressure here, Chris. And, you know, Hunt's done a pretty good job using his legs, but that was early in the game. The Bulldogs have kind of settled down and now are keying on him. But again, it all starts with this quick passing game.
Hutton hands it off up the middle, and it goes nowhere, although the running back Murphy's able to grind forward for two. Should have lost a couple. So a nice effort there by Murphy to turn it into something positive. It's going to be second down and eight.
Yeah, boy, strong running right there as he was stopped right at the line of scrimmage, but he's kept his legs moving and is able to get out from a tackle from Wes Benefield. But he picks up 3 yards there on that first down play.
So second down now. They give him the three. It's second and seven. Hutton trips far side. One receiver to the near side. And they throw the fullback screen, and it's going to be out to the 25. So a short gain again, about two or three. And first and second down haven't been the issue tonight, Jay, for the Bulldogs. It's been the third and then sometimes the fourth down where Moscow's done most of their damage.
Absolutely. This is, again, a good opportunity here for the Bulldogs. Third down and five. Defense has got them right where they want. And see if the Bulldogs can't, you know, force Hutton here. You know he's going to throw it. He's going to put the ball in the air here. This is what they do. They like their matchups on the outside with their athletes against ours at the corner. So let's see if the Bulldogs can't come up with a big play. Put some pressure on the quarterback.
And they've gone to the receiver on the near side quite a bit on these key downs, Decker. But they roll. Hutton rolls out the other way, throws it. He's got a man open. It is caught. Dropped.
Nope.
Oh, behind the defense that time for Moscow was number 7, Wilson. And if that ball's in stride, Wilson is gone.
Oh, yeah, boy. If he throws that up and over the top, he got Jack Zimmerman beat on that wheel route, Chris. And, boy, that was a big play for the Bears. It just, fortunate break for the Bulldogs.
So the Bears now will go 3 and out and punt it back to Sandpoint as Dylan Decker steps back to kick it. Garrett Cox standing at about the 44-yard line. Neither team with a lot of respect for the other team's punter tonight. There's a snap that comes. Another high kick. It's going to chase Cox back to about the 35 where he's going to field it. He comes to the near side looking for room. He's across the 45. He's out to the 48 and turned around and knocked down at the 49. So the Bulldogs with good field possession for their second chance at it here on offense. And the Bulldogs will get back out on the field and try and get something going. This scoring update with Sandpoint leading at 21-6. 9:08 left third quarter is brought to you by Northwest Auto Body and Towing. Two locations to serve you. Sandpoint and Ponderay since 1976, providing quality repairs throughout North Idaho. Pettit's got Garrett Cox right behind him. Cox gets the handoff. He's off to the races. He's to the outside. He's knocked down. He's not going to get more than a couple, I guess, this time. Good shoestring tackle. Looked like he had some room. But with the tackle there, was looked like number 56 for Moscow. That's Evie Qualls grabbing onto the shoelaces of Garrett Cox. So 2nd and 9 coming up.
Yeah, not a whole lot happened there off the left side there for the Bulldogs on that run play.
Four wides and Cox beside Pettit. Hand off to Cox to the outside. He's knocked down in the backfield as Decker's got him by the face mask. And then there's more talking afterwards. So it's going to be 3rd down and 10. And Garrett Cox none too happy about being taken down by his face mask. And there being no call on it. So 3rd and 10 now for the Bulldogs.
Boy, yeah, again, just unable to get outside. Well played there by the Moscow Bears defensive end. Throws them for a 3-yard loss.
So 3rd down, Bulldogs. They need to get to about the Moscow 41-yard line to keep this drive going. Snap is back. Pettit looking, going. He's going across the middle. It's too high. And it's incomplete, trying to get it to Frank on an in route. And a little off the mark there, and the Bulldogs will 3 and out and kick it right back to Moscow again. Sort of keeping the Bears in the game here, Jay.
Yeah, that ball was a little bit high, but again, looked like it was a little hot. You know, I don't think Frank picked it up early enough there, but a ball that was thrown, you know, in that area where you could maybe made that catch, but just too much zip from Pettit.
So Cheryl getting set to kick it away. Good snap. Kick is away. It's another good one. It's going to be taken at about the 15-yard line. And the return through a tackle and then knocked down just outside the 20. So Moscow will start it. They give him the 25, which is pretty generous on the spot there. So 1st and 10 Bears at the 25. Bulldog defense back out there.
Well, yeah, just a couple, 2, 3 and outs here for the Bulldogs. Just not. I got the guys got the 1 first down, but boy, just not just an auspicious start here to the second half, Chris, for the Bulldog offense.
So Moscow now up to the line, out of the huddle. Here they come with the Bulldogs. Leading it by 15, 21-6. We've got 7.5 left here in the third quarter on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103. And Hutton takes off running, and he doesn't get very far. Maybe 2 or 3 off the right side. It'll be 2nd down. the big holes that were there early for Hutton on the run have really sort of dried up here after about the second possession of the game.
They have, and again, there's no back in the backfield there, so he's got max blockers out in front. The Bulldogs do a good job of stopping him after that 3-yard gain.
Bears send out three wides. One guy in the slot on the far side. And Murphy right next to Hutton. Man in motion. Now trips to the near side. Wide receiver screen is thrown. And a nice little move there. Going to be close to a first down. Out to about the 33, 34-yard line. Third and short coming for Moscow. Good move by the receiver there, number five, Kiblin, to sort of cut inside the defense and get something positive out of that.
Yeah, third down and two here. Again, another big good spot here for the Bulldogs to get off the field, force Moscow Bears to punt. You know, just winding down here with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Bulldogs looking to get off the field, get the ball back in this offense hand.
Man in motion. Fake handoff. Quarterback keeps it. He rams forward, and he's going to get a first down just on sheer will alone. Out to the 42-yard line, first and 10 for the Bears.
Yeah, again, he just holds it in there a long time, waiting for that Bulldog defense to kind of react to that the run to the left, and then he pulls it right back out and finds a little room off to the backside as the Bulldogs unable to come up that stop, and the Bears get a first down.
So the Bears keep the football at the 36-yard line. Hutton takes a snap, drops, throws. It's caught. Pretty good coverage, but a nice job by the receiver to shield off. Isaacson is going to have enough for a first down, a gain of 11. And Moscow now is up to the Bulldog 47-yard line.
Yep, again, nice little quick little throw. Doesn't Bulldogs unable to get any kind of pressure, hands in that throwing zone. And, you know, Barlow that time playing good defense on Isaacson, but he makes a good job. Stays between him and the defender in that ball. So, good play.
Back to pass. Thrown out on the in the flat. A catch is made, and it's going to be down to the Bulldog 45-yard line. So, second down and two coming up after the gain of 8.
Yeah, I think the Moscow Bears like what they see on the outside, Chris. They're looking like they're going to start throwing that ball a little bit more here in the second half.
Yeah, I would imagine they're not going to run it a ton because the run just hasn't gotten them much. 2-3 yards max. But they've been picking them up at 6 to 12-yard increments through the air pretty much all night long. There's a fake, and Hutton keeps it. Gets to the outside and is dragged down from behind by Garrett Cox. It's going to be enough for the first down, but not much more. So inside the 45, down to the 44, and Moscow keeps the football and the drive alive.
Boy, yeah, just again tackling that the short side of the field, Chris, and another nice play fake, a handoff there to the Murphy, and Hutton keeps it able to get outside and just gets enough for that first down as they keep the chains moving here and get into Bulldog territory.
So the Bears now out of the huddle and up to the line. Hutton and Murphy in the backfield. Hutton standing about 5 yards behind the center. Moscow's had some trouble with their snaps tonight. This one good, and Hutton leaning forward. You knew he was going to run that one because he was already leaning towards the line of scrimmage before the ball was ever snapped. He gets about 3. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Boy, Hutton left, Hutton right, Hutton throw. That's the game plan here for the Bears. And another nice design run. And they're content with getting 3 and 4 yards if they can do that and keep these chains moving here. So clock winds within 3.5 minutes here in the third. The Bears looking to get back in this game here. Down 15.
Hutton takes a snap, hands it to Murphy. Murphy finds a hole, and he's got a first down, or pretty close to it, inside the Bulldog 35 to the 33. Looks like he might be just short of it, so it's going to be third and short definite two-down territory for the Bears as they get it down to the Bulldog 33.
Yeah, that time, nice hole open to the left side for Murphy. He finds some room, gets that second level. Just stopped after 6 yards, just short of that first down.
Yeah, about Murphy's best run of the night, too. I mean, he just turned it upfield and lowered his shoulder. Picked up a couple extra yards after contact. Winding inside of 2.5 left here in the third quarter. Bulldogs are up 15, but Moscow's on the drive. Glad you're along with us. Chris Chatburn, Jay Vandenberg along with you here on Rock 103 and North Idaho's radio. It is 21-6 Sandpoint, 2:20 left. Moscow calls timeout. And this scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized Dish retailer. Locally owned and operated, ready to help you. A proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Vandals after it tomorrow. They'll take on Eastern Washington. Special early, 10:30 pregame, 11:30 kickoff.
Yeah, the Vandals got a win,
got
last,
a win
week
last week
against Portland State. That's good to see the Vandals get another win.
Yeah, they got a pretty tough task ahead of them tomorrow, though, against Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington, yeah. Yeah, Eastern Washington's had it rolling here for a while.
Yep.
Got a great quarterback. Boy, the Bulldogs really just kind of on their heels here on this drive, Chris, as the Bears just kind of picking away, moving the chains, and the Bulldogs looking for somebody to come up with a big play here.
Well, the Bulldog defense, for all the time they've been on the field, they've only given up six, and the defense has played Moscow's offense to a draw with the interception. The Bulldog offense really just hasn't done a whole heck of a lot so far tonight.
They have not.
Hutton back to pass, looking, throwing, going deep. He's got a man out there. It is incomplete, and it's going to be a pass interference. Ball a little underthrown, and the Bulldog defensive back on the far side was, clutching, grabbing, hoping for help.
Yeah, Kobe Barlow gets that one-on-one matchup out to the outside, and he gets beat deep, and then never turns and finds the ball. And it's a pretty easy pass interference call. And boy, the Bears inside the Bulldogs 20 here, trying to make this a game here with just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. The Bulldogs, offense has got to do a better job of moving this football here. This defense has been out there quite a bit.
Yes, they have. It's the whole game. I mean, Moscow's got to have about a 3 or 4 to 1 play advantage in the game so far. Hutton. Oh, ball's loose, and it's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Sandpoint comes away with it as, again, Hutton and Murphy try to combine, can't come up with it. And the Bulldog defense, Ballison scoops it up and rumbles for a few yards, and the defense does it again. Turns it over, and it's Hutton down on the far side. Wow.
Boy, the Bulldogs catch a break there. Again, that ball just really squirted out there, too, and took off. Hutton, again, holds that ball in there a long time, and
yep,
that gets pretty risky. You hold it in there, and then he was just unable to get it out in time, and that ball just squirts out of there, just fires out of there, and boy, Levi Ballison on that containment to that far side, it just kind of bounces by him. He gets his eye on the ball, picks it up, and nice job of getting his hands on it. And the Bulldogs back in business here. So they got to do something with it here, Chris. They got to do something with it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see what Moscow does when they get back on the field, because I would surmise that their quarterback is done. He was, shall we say, very wobbly as he came off the field. He needed help from both sides. So let's see what Sandpoint has to offer here on the first and 10 after the turnover. Been a business-like affair for the Bulldogs so far tonight. There's a handoff to Cox. He runs away, slips, going to be knocked down after about a gain of 3 at the 35-yard line. Trying to get to the outside, and when he tried to cut it up inside, he slipped a little bit, and that was all it took for the trailing defenders to knock him down.
Boy, I was surprised he just didn't keep on going towards the sideline. He kind of had an angle there But he tries to cut on this slippery grass, Chris, and just loses his footing. But that he could have picked up a few more yards if he would have kept it outside.
Pass is caught as it's Newhart who's got a first down. He bowls forward across midfield. So the Bulldogs take it from the 34 out to the 49 of Moscow. So about a 17-yard play there. Newhart, just easy pitch and catch on the out. Newhart turns it upfield, and the Bulldogs have a first down.
Boy, that's we needed that one.
Pettit looks over to the sidelines along with the entirety of the Bulldog offense. Now Cox comes and stands right next to Pettit, who's going deep, looking for...
Overthrows him.
Overthrows him big time. There was a little hand fighting going on about 10 yards downfield, and Newhart couldn't quite get there. And I would imagine that, timing an issue with Newhart out on the field for the first time this year.
Yep, a little bit. Newhart had a couple steps on him. Got it held up there about 10 yards down the field. Little too much contact, I thought. But Newhart was just unable to break free as he had that one-on-one coverage. He liked that matchup. And you look for the Bulldogs. They've done it three times. To see, they'll probably go back to it again here at another juncture this game.
So second and 10. Bulldogs have it in Moscow territory. There's a catch. Newhart's going to be downed at the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a third and short. So nice job there. The defensive back that time for Moscow giving a lot of cushion. So the Bulldogs just ran the little slot out, and it was about 8 yards on the gain, and third down and short coming up.
See if this offensive line can't get a little push up here and pick up these 2 yards.
Bulldogs tight formation. Hand off to Cox, who stutter steps. He's got the first down. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's knocked down inside the 25. He's down to about the 23. We've got another Moscow Bear who is a little gimpy, but he's up and recovering. So Sam Point moving the chains, looking to put some more space between them and Moscow and get a little closer to that big matchup against Lakeland next week.
Yeah, Cox looking to go up the middle, but nothing there as he breaks it out to the outside. And boy, just does it all on his own. Gets the outside and then rumbles, breaks through a couple tackles, and Bulldogs now in business here at the 23-yard line. They're going to let the clock run down, going to fourth quarter here, up 15.
So inside of five, Sandpoint leading at 21-6. They'll change ends, and the fourth quarter awaits. Bulldogs lead it here on North Idaho's radio and Rock 103. We'll be back after this.
Don't miss out on life's unforgettable moments. You have adventures waiting and challenges to tackle. And now, P1FCU can help you anywhere life takes you. If you need to make a loan payment, a simple transfer, or even apply for a loan, P1FCU's video banking has you covered. It's real banking with real people. Download the app or visit p1fcu.org to get started. P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Insured by NCUA.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
All right, the Bulldogs now on the march as we start the fourth quarter with a first down inside of Moscow's 25. Looking to make it a three-score game as we get started here in the fourth quarter. Chris Chapman and Jay Vandenberg along with you on 1400 KSBT, 1450 KBFI, 97.1 FM, and, of course, Rock 103 and our associated websites, rock103fm.com and northidahoradio.com. Bulldogs line up tight. Hand it to Cox, who stutter steps, drives forward. What a push by the offensive line on that one as he gets about five. And the linemen were just pushing the defenders back And then somebody shot in from the secondary to knock down Garrett Cox from the side. So second down and short coming up.
That 5 yards gets Cox over 100 yards.
And what, about 12 carries?
13.
Pettit fakes, throws a screen. Frank catches it, gets to the outside, breaks a tackle. He's into the end zone. Nice block on the outside. I think that was Ari Vandenberg. That there is a flag inside the 5 yard line, way downfield. So forget about the touchdown. That would be a mystery flag number 3 of the night. So the Bulldogs, instead of having a touchdown, will have a first down and 10 outside the 15-yard line, maybe? No, they'll mark it down at about the 13. So still a first down for the Bulldogs. No? Oh, not even a first down. It'll be second down and a foot. Oh, they are moving the chains now. The chain gang hasn't got the note yet. The official keeps waving him down. So the Bulldogs do get the first down. I thought so. So first and 10 Bulldogs. As Garrett Cox comes to talk to the referee, or the referee comes to talk to Garrett Cox, not sure which is which. Referee seems to be really having a conversation with Garrett Cox.
I think Garrett's not too happy.
Maybe they called it on him.
Talking.
So here we go, Bulldogs. First and 10 inside the 15-yard line now. Pettit takes a snap, hands it to Cox. Cox to the far side. Cox tries to cut back inside, and that time the blocking on the outside by Kuhn at the receiver position, not quite up to snuff to get that one around the corner, so it'll be second down and 9.
Yeah, just didn't get a hand on him, really, and good job by that DB on Kuhn. Is, you know, just nowhere for Cox to run.
Bulldogs, second down, Pettit keeps it, fakes it. No, he does give it to Cox. Cox is up the middle. He's got a first down and all the way down to the one-yard line. So a nice run there of 12 more, and it's first and goal, Bulldogs at the one.
Yeah, good job that time. Just a nice fake by Pettit. Kind of fooled a little bit, but, boy, had a nice little hole open behind Ben Stockton and Austin Smith.
Bulldogs look like they're going for the sneak. Pettit drives forward. He's in. So the Bulldogs increase their lead to 27-6 here early in the fourth quarter. And we've got
another injury
to the Bears, who are playing their final game of the season, barring some sort of miraculous fourth quarter turnaround.
You know, boy, Moscow Bears is really, you know, kind of self-inflicted wounds here tonight for them.
Yeah,
you know, the
totally.
Pick six, and then, you know, boy, that fourth down and one here at the end of the second quarter allowed the Bulldogs to put a touchdown on that short field, and then the fumble.
Yes.
You know, Moscow Bears having a good drive, putting the drive together, get inside the Bulldogs' territory, and, boy, and the Bulldogs forced the turnover and able to capitalize. So, you know, good job the Bulldogs taking advantage of the opportunities that the Moscow Bears have given them tonight, Chris.
Yeah, that's right, because when the Moscow is – made the Bulldogs go the length of the field, not giving them short field or, you know, the pick six, like you said. They've made it tough on the Bulldogs. Offensively, Sandpoint hasn't really been unleashed for the most part tonight. And you got to give the defense a lot of credit because they are they're holding Moscow down.
Yeah, only giving up 6 points here tonight, and that's kind of what that's a recipe for success, right? You know, the defense is going to give up some points. You know, it's a new defense, you know, losing all those starters from last year, and, you know, it's kind of the weakness coming in this game. But, boy, they've done their job so far tonight to keep the Bulldogs in this.
Extra point is up. Ooh. It is just a bit wide to the left. So the Bulldog lead will remain 27-6. We'll be back on North Idaho's Radio on Rock 103 after this.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
All right, Lascoon getting set to kick it away here as the Bulldogs are now up by 21 in the fourth quarter. And this kick is high, it is deep, and it is into the end zone.
That's impressive.
So Moscow now going to start this drive, and they're going to have to do it with somebody at quarterback, I believe, other than the starter. Maybe not. I don't know. I thought he was out, but he's sitting on the bench. But he's so far across the field.
Yeah, I think he's got his.
Oh, no, he's back in there.
Is he in there?
Yep. Must have been someone else who went down there at the end. So Hutton's back in.
Bears down. Bulldogs at three touchdown here. Bulldogs missed that extra point to kind of keep it a 21-point lead here.
Fake handoff, pass is incomplete. Not really sure who Hutton was going for there. It was in between two receivers and a Bulldog, so it'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, that one just really just thrown into no man's land out there, didn't it?
Yep.
What is it, three receivers out to that side? I kind of looked up late here trying to take some stats down, but that ball just not very well thrown there by Hutton.
It was too high for one guy and too short for another. And missed the third guy wide. So a miss all around for Hutton on that one, who's been on the mark most of the night. Big rush from the backside. There's a pass that's caught. Going to be a short gain on the far side.
On the reception is Wilson.
Out to the 25-yard line. So it's going to be third down now and five. A little
Wilson.
Bit of a juggle.
Cody Wilson on that catch.
As Wilson makes the reception. And it's going to be third down now for Moscow. Taking a long time to get this third down play in.
I got the clock stopped here. I didn't think he got out of bounds. He must have got out of bounds, Chris.
Trips near side. Five receivers in the pattern as Murphy goes in motion, and then we're going to have timeout. Oh, no,
motion.
We got a motion penalty against Moscow, so that's going to put him back to third and 10.
That's their only third penalty here, but that's a big break for the Bulldogs. Now they're going to be put down in third down and 10 here. A good spot here for the Bulldogs. Again, been giving up those big third down plays, Chris. See if the Bulldogs can dial up some pressure, get Hutton uncomfortable, get some hands in those passing lanes, and see if those defensive backs can't come up and make a play.
Well, they've got McCorkle over there on Decker, who's probably their best receiver. And then trips to the near side. Murphy in the slot. And Hutton back to pass, looking, being rushed, running for his life, being chased down, and it's almost intercepted. Threw it right to Wimmer, who would have had a touchdown if he'd caught it. I think he was so surprised that Hutton, who was basically, well, he threw that away because he did not want to get destroyed, and he was just looking to unload it. So the Bulldogs will get the football back and should get pretty good field position.
Yeah, good pressure that time by Cox off that outside, Chris, just chasing Hutton out from that. Out from behind, but boy, I've coached Wimmer for a long time. He's not necessarily known for great hands, you know, but He does catch the ball, but that one, boy, he was smelling end zone.
No,
if he comes up with that
no,
one.
Man, he catches that. He could cartwheel into the end zone from there. Decker's kicking it away, and he shanks it.
Get away, get away.
It rolls back to the 31-yard line. So that's your always exciting 11-yard punt for Moscow. And the Bulldogs are already knocking on the door here as they lead it by 21 in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, the Bulldogs just kind of got to keep the throttle on it here, Chris. Got to put some points on the board. You know, don't take your foot off of it, right?
Yep.
Let's put some more points on the board. Well, that was straight up. And
yeah, boy. That was – yep. Pettit throwing. Kuhn makes the catch inside the 15 down to the 13. The same pattern he ran before. Another Moscow Bear down. Schaefer Discus down, now up after making the tackle, and he'll saunter off the field. And the Bulldogs are at first and 10 inside the 15.
Boy, yeah, good job right there that time. Kuhn, you know, gets in front of that defender there, the free safety, and the ball pretty well thrown away from the defender. Kuhn that time catches it. A nice 17-yard gain on that play.
Yeah, that would have been a hard one to drop right in the old breadbasket. Pettit back looking, throwing the fade into the corner, looking for the Bulldog, and it is caught.
Newhart.
Wow, Newhart in the corner gets a foot down, and the Bulldogs put on six more. 34-6, Bulldogs. Beautiful throw and catch. And it's good to have Cody Newhart back on the field for the Bulldogs as Sandpoint makes a stretch run.
It is. Nice job there. Nice throw. Perfectly thrown to that corner of the end zone. You've seen Pettit throw that a few times this year, and they've all been underthrown. That time he puts it out there, and where only Cody Newhart can catch it. And well done. Way to get his foot down, and Bulldogs touchdown.
Extra point is up, and this one is true. So the Bulldogs lead it now 34-6 with 9:35 left in the fourth quarter. We'll take time out and be back after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Enjoying a meal with friends and family is the main ingredient of any Italian dinner, and that's what you'll find at Ivano's Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. We serve up the very best in Italian cuisine, like lasagna bolognese, eggplant parmigiana, and calamari d'ore. Ivano's is open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday with nightly specials and gluten-free options as well, and each meal is made with amore. Make your reservation today at 208-263-0211 or stop by our location at 102 First Avenue. Ivano's, a Sandpoint tradition for over 35 years.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other. Sharon's Hallmark is filled with new fall merchandise, candles featuring great fall fragrances, cozy throws, warm pajamas, socks, and slippers. Shop Sharon's Hallmark in the heart of the Sandpoint Shopping District.
Step into Eve's Leaves, where you'll find great fall and winter merchandise, specially chosen collections from top fashion designers and accessories to complement you and your contemporary lifestyle. Open 7 days a week in historic Sandpoint.
We're back here at Bear Field. Chris Shepard and Jay Vandenberg with you. And Jay, it hasn't been aesthetically pleasing at times tonight for the Bulldogs, but it's a road win in District 2 that the Bulldogs are going to come away with here now with a significant lead. And the ball headed back to Moscow. And this kickoff is going to come a little bit short. It's dropped at the 10. Ball still loose. And weaving his way forward to the 20, the returner for the Bears. And that's where Moscow will get back after it. And the Bulldog defense that has done a pretty good job tonight, Jay. For the most part, you know, I guess if you're going to if you're the Bulldogs and you're going to say, all right, we're going to let you see if you can nickel and dime us to death. And they've nickel and dimed them not to death.
Not to death. No, they've made those mistakes, and you know, the Bulldogs have made them pay for them. You know, again, getting short field, a bad punt, you know, a net 10-yard punt on this last possession, give the Bulldogs a short field, and you know, the Bulldogs capitalize.
So the Bears throw out four wides. and the quarterback keeper. Hutton makes a nice move and gets to the outside. He's off to the races at midfield, and he's finally going to be chased out by Luke McCorkle at the Bear, or excuse me, all the way across midfield to the Bulldog 47. So 33 yards on that scamper from Hutton, who started to the near side, cut to the far side, and found a lot of running room.
Boy, he did too. And you know, a Bulldog, I think it was Vandenberg, had a shot with him. He was got taken on the outside there, Chris, and forcing it back up the middle. But Hutton sees that and is able to break it across the field and pick up a nice gain.
So first down, ball into Bulldog territory. As Hutton is back to pass, he's throwing. It's incomplete, a little too high and to the inside of the receiver that time. Not a very accurate pass. It'll be second and 10.
Boy, that's just a tough throw, you know, from that left hash mark, Chris, and all the way across the field. The ball's just overthrown there, but that's just a tough throw. And that receiver's really got to get his head down, head back towards the ball.
So second and 10 now for Moscow, who down 34-6. Don't seem to be in any sort of particular hurry to get these plays off.
No, you know, got 9:17 clock stops on that incomplete pass, but yeah, they're taking their sweet time.
Second down, Hutton back looking, throwing. It's going to be caught and tackle made after a short gain. Boy, it looked like Zimmerman could have stepped right in front of that and taken it to the house once again.
Yeah, just slow reaction there. That ball's got to travel a long way across the field.
It sure does. Boy, he was inside of the receiver. Of course, if he goes for it and doesn't get it, then it's a touchdown the other way. So he prudent play. Let him catch it, tackle him for a three-yard gain. It's third and 7.
Yeah, the Bulldog, you know, this is two-down territory now for the Bears. You know, third down here, you know, you're going to be looking for the air. Look for them to throw the ball again.
And we've got a timeout on the field. Moscow calls timeout. It's their second timeout already of the half. And the Bulldogs are leading it by a score of 34-6. This scoring update brought to you by 7BTV, your authorized dish retailer, locally owned and operated and ready to help you, a proud sponsor of Bulldog Sports.
Yeah, one timeout left here with just under eight and a half minutes to play, Chris. And the Bulldogs got them right where they want. Coach Hedling just doesn't see that. Didn't like what he saw out there. You know, trying to dial up the perfect play here in this situation to keep the chains moving and try to get some points on the board here. As the Bears, boy, the last 2 weeks only account for one touchdown here against the Hawks and the Bulldogs so far through what, seven quarters.
So the Bears are out of their timeout and back up to the line of scrimmage. Bulldogs now leave their defensive coaches on the sideline and head out. Third down and 7. Moscow. Hutton standing at about midfield to take the snap. Man in motion. They throw the screen again. No, they're going to. That's two forward passes.
I think there's a flag there. Is that a flag?
Yes, there is. Finally, I think the referee was just aghast. It's like he threw it forward and then they threw it forward again.
Yeah, you don't see that very
no,
often.
No, you don't. Yeah, you can't do that.
And that was your timeout.
You know, you called timeout to dial that play up.
That's what they dial up. That's something they need a little more time at practice to work on. That is really got to be that bubble screen. That's a loss of down too,
yep.
Chris. So that's going to put them down fourth and 13. That 5 yard loss of force here the Bears to have to punt.
Wow. Yeah, you really. I mean, if you're up on the line of scrimmage, if you're, you know, Dixon there, you got to backpedal because the quarterback's 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. There's another punt. This one is really good. High, drifting towards the sideline. Fair catch called for by Garrett Cox, who should have let it roll. Probably would have gone into the end zone. But the Bulldogs will have it. First and 10 at the 6-yard line. Fully in control, 34-6. with 8 minutes left and preparing to set up next week's showdown du jour. Once again, Sandpoint Lakeland for all the marbles.
For all the marbles, yeah.
And if it snows next Saturday, like it did last time we played Lakeland,
oh, gosh,
we'll be comfy and
it's
cozy
Friday,
inside.
Though, right? Not Saturday, Friday.
Yeah, you're right. Next Friday,
well,
correct.
It's supposed to warm up a little bit.
Hopefully, it is.
You know, hopefully we don't see no snow.
No, but it did snow that in the last game of the year last year.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
When we got to the field and found there was no room at the end for the radio guys. Surprise. Here's a handoff to Cox. He breaks into the secondary. He's out across the 15, out to about the 17, 18-yard line. That should be good enough for a first down and a gain of 11.
Yes, 11 yards. Nice job there. Just Bulldogs just in, everybody in tight. Run behind Durrell and Labor, and he picks up 11 yards and a Bulldog first down.
So Sandpoint now back to the line. Giving the Bears a pretty big dose of this tight formation, and there's another Cox run that's going to get out to the 30, out across the 31. 13. That's good for another first down.
Boy, 13 or 14 on that.
Boy, every handoff to Garrett Cox tonight has been just about first down yardage.
Yeah, up to 138 yards on 17 carries, Chris. Just under 10 yards a carry.
Sandpoint again running out of the old wing tee, whatever you want to call it, single wing. Everyone tight except for one receiver, and another handoff to Cox. This time there's not much happening as he's met after a short gain. It's going to be about second and eight coming up for the Bulldogs. And
yeah, you call it until they stop
rolling.
It, huh?
Yep, yeah, no doubt. They stopped that one.
Yeah, no safety over the top. The Bulldogs, you know, all the wide receivers are going to have one-on-one coverage. See if they can't maybe look for one over the top here.
Yeah, a little play action here.
They can get some time here for Pettit. Look for a big play here for the Bulldogs.
Pettit trying to run the stop and go. He's got Frank open who makes the catch over the top of the defender. What a catch by Max Frank going up and taking it away. Down inside the 40-yard line.
30 yards on that completion. Woo.
Boy, the Bulldogs on the sidelines pretty happy with that one.
He caught it right off the back of his shoulder pads. That's a heck of a play by the sophomore, Max Frank.
Again, if that one's laid out perfectly, it's a sixth spot for the Bulldogs. As it is, they've advanced from their 6 yard line to the 44 of Moscow on, frankly, what is the best drive of the night for the Bulldogs offense. And they're really starting to wear down this Moscow defense. Hand off to Cox on the delay, cuts it back to the near side, breaks a tackle at the 40 to the 35, and that's where he's knocked down. So short gain, about four. Moscow grabbing at the ball in vain. It'll be second down and about six.
Cox, that's his 19th carry. Playing both ways. He plays those critical third down situations. And down close to, he gets a lot of snaps, Chris. He's off the field. Wimmer in the game now.
Pettit getting the final signals. Wimmer standing right next to Pettit. The handoff is a keeper. As Pettit breaks into the secondary, he's inside the 25 and down to the 24. Boy, very rarely does the first guy ever take him down. He just finds a way to slither around that one guy when he comes around the end like that.
And again, not to nitpick here, but, you know, Frank, that's a touchdown if Frank keeps that block. You know, you come up and make a great catch, but you got to sustain that block. Pettit's gone, but he doesn't hold that block long enough and allows the Bears to come over and make that tackle.
It's another first down, though, as the Bulldogs are really starting to rack up some gains on the ground. Wimmer, oh, no, it's another keep. Pettit inside. This time the block is kept, and Parker Pettit is into the end zone. Apparently urged, Jay. As the Bulldogs break the 40-point barrier with 4:41 left, 40-6.
Yeah, exactly, Chris. That's a That's what you got to sustain that block. That time Max Frank sticks with it, pushes this guy back behind it, and allows Parker Pettit down the sideline into a touchdown.
Yeah, you,
I think I've watched a little bit of football in my life.
I think you know what you're talking about. Extra point is up. It is good as well. And with 4:41 left, we will keep it here. Sandpoint leading it now 41-6. The route is on. The Bulldogs lead. And this scoring update is brought to you by Interstate Concrete, a proud sponsor of Bulldog football for more than 30 years and the sponsor of our opening kickoff. And the Bulldogs have done quite a bit of kicking off here tonight. And that was as impressive as the offense has looked all night long, taking it 94 yards right down the throats of Moscow.
Yeah, you can tell the Bulldogs kind of got that groove, but they're just wearing down this Moscow Bear team. You know, not a whole lot of numbers over there. These guys playing both ways, but now this, you know, 22 guys at the Bulldogs platoon in there and play. You can just see them just starting to wear it down and now getting big plays and really in a good spot now to really milk this thing away. Way to rebound from a really shaky first half. I thought it was, you know, through 2.5 quarters, I was a little worried about this Bulldog offense, but they've really kind of settled in there and able to keep some drives alive and put the ball in the end zone.
Well, and I suppose, and, you know, we'll ask Coach Knowles about this either after the game or before we talk in the next game and about, you know, the strategy. And, you know, I think that they probably looked at it this way, that Moscow, you know, if they're going to have to go the length of the field 6, 8, 10 yards at a time, they're going to make enough mistakes that the Bulldogs are going to be able to take advantage. And it's kind of how it's played out. And really the whole game turned when it was 14-6 in the last minute of the first half. And Moscow went for it on fourth down and didn't get it at midfield. That gave the Bulldogs the cushion, and the ball's dropped at the 1
yard line.
And then going to be returned inside the 10. And that's not where Moscow wants to start. Of course, for the Moscow Bears, they're down to their final 4 minutes and 34 seconds of football on senior night 2021 for them. Bulldogs still have a date next week with Lakeland and some games to play beyond.
Yeah. You know, I think this win here will put them in the playoffs for sure. Is that Max Preps, you know, I think they take, what, the top 16 teams? Is that how it works?
Yep. And,
yeah, so they're definitely got them spot into the state, and it just depends on if they're going to be hosting that game or going to be on the road.
Well, I vote for hosting, if anyone's asking.
Me too.
Bears empty the backfield, go 5 wide. Now send Murphy in motion. They throw the screen play, and
that's
it's a good play. One.
There's a hole.
There's a play in the end zone. I think we're going to get a roughing the passer in the end zone. As that flag is deep, we got a personal foul. Yeah, we're going to tack on 15 as Hughes. That ball was long gone when he was back there getting after the quarterback. So a first down out to the 25. It's 15 yards on the play. Add another 15 as Hutton in the offense will get it out to about the 40-yard line.
Yeah, you know, that's just you just got to keep your head in it and you know, not give up these free yardage. That's a bad decision there by Hughes.
So first down for Moscow as they're now out to the 40-yard line. Again, 5 wides for the Bears. Hutton back to pass. Being chased. Throwing it. Slinging it sidearm. It's incomplete. Would have been have to have been a clean catch on the sideline, but it was bobbled as the ball was kind of coming in at a funky angle for Kiblin. And it's going to be second down and 10.
Yeah, again, a good job by Hutton just to get away from the pressure as he rolls out to his right side. You notice he doesn't throw to his left side, Chris. So everything goes to his right side. And a receiver does a good job of getting off his route near the sideline. The ball pretty well thrown, just unable to hold on to it.
Bulldogs with some new guys out there on defense. Some of the starters back there watching this drive as Hutton gets away from the defense, throws it up for grabs, and it's almost intercepted. Who was that that nearly picked it off? And
Cody
it's so
Brewster.
Distraught. Yeah, Cody Brewster. He thought he had it. It went through his hands.
That kid there has got a bright future. He's a quick twitch kid. He runs the ball for that. He had a little. I think he got a concussion early in the season, JV ball. But he's going to be fun to watch here in the coming years, Chris.
So third down and 10 now. And again on that for two straight plays, Hutton's been running for his life. Empty backfield on third down. Bulldogs rush four. Pass is caught out on the far side, and it's going to be good enough for a first down across midfield and down to the Bulldog 48-yard line. Of course, working against a lot of the backup guys out there. Bulldogs have a lot of new numbers on the field.
That was Allsworth. There's another sophomore on that tackle. I didn't catch a number on that reception.
I thought it was 12, maybe. It was a different number. Yeah, I think it was number 12 for Moscow. Dickus. Hutton looking again, trying to go deep, throwing it deep. Pretty good coverage out there. It's incomplete. Flag. Bulldogs rough the passer again.
On Hughes again.
Wow. So another free 15 as Mr. Hughes is coming over to the sideline to talk with his head coach.
Yeah, you just can't. Ball's gone. You got to lay off there. And he's keeping these Moscow Bears here. Get them down in the scoring range here, Chris. Just under 4 minutes to go.
Now the official comes over to talk to Coach Knowles. I don't think Coach Knowles liked
yeah,
that call very
like
much.
He doesn't like the call, yeah. Yeah. We got a timeout now.
Timeout. Moscow's going to call it. So the Bears call their final timeout with just under 4 minutes left in the game. We will as well. We'll be back with more here on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say, save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
All right, here we are as Moscow continues their best drive of the second half. 3:59 left. Of course, they're working against many Bulldog reserve defenders here as Hutton throws another screen pass to the outside. It's caught and going to be a few yards. So second down coming up. They'll give him the 27, give him six. It'll be second and four.
Yeah, that's the Decker number eight for 6 yards, just a quick little hitch out there again and pretty well blocked.
Hutton back, looking, steps up. Now he throws into the end zone. It is going to be picked, intercepted in the end zone, and returned out to the 23-yard line. Backup free safety for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. Yeah. In there for Steiger. after he was injured. Coda Harley went up and got it. The Bulldogs will have a chance to finish this one off with the football in their hands.
Yeah, let's see if see how the Bulldogs approach this here. This next series, I'm sure Cox. I imagine you're going to protect Cox, get it out of the game. Let Wimmer kind of finish it off here. Now you got a hole.
Oh, you just have a whole host of numbers. Let's see.
Now you got Hunter Garcia in there, quarterback.
No, it's still Pettit.
Is it Pettit?
Yeah, but number 18.
That's Brewster.
Brewster's standing next to him. And they're going to hand it off to Brewster, who's got room to the outside. He's at the 30, and he's going to be run out of bounds about the 35-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of about 11 and maybe 12, and another first down for the Bulldogs. And the only thing they did wrong was run out of bounds.
Run out of bounds. Hey, cut it up. Got to turn it up the field there. But, boy, he's a speedy kid. You know, the future's bright for this young Brewster kid. He's a speedster. He's pretty elusive. And, boy, good job right there getting the corner and picking up 12 yards on his first varsity carry. Now you got Cheryl in at tailback.
The handoff to Cheryl, who spins and is going to be knocked down after a short gain right up the middle. Down to about 3 minutes left. Bulldogs leading it big, 41-6. This scoring update brought to you by Sun Rental, proud supporters of the Bulldogs since 1979. They ran everything under the sun. And the Bulldogs will take on Lakeland next week. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock kick here on North Idaho's radio on Rock 103 from Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. We expect a big crowd. Bring your radios. Tune in. There's another handoff to Cheryl right up the middle. Another short gain. He gets to about the 40, so it'll be third down now and 3 with 2:28 left.
And Bulldogs taking their time. Pettit doing a good job watching the back judge here as the clock runs. And
yep. Only negative for tonight's game so far, the injury to Cody Steiger, who's off the bench and up and standing around, ice pack on his knee, watching the action.
At least he's off. Up. That's
yes.
Good.
Pettit waiting for the back judge signal and the handoff. Nice stutter step. Getting to the outside and first down yardage. No, he's not staying. Going to make sure he gets a first down. And he'll worry about staying inbounds next time. I think he might be getting that instruction from Coach Thielbar now about...
They kept the clock running anyways.
Oh, yeah. Bulldogs up by 34. Moscow not really wanting much. So a couple more plays left in this one, and the Bulldogs will have a happy bus ride back to Sandpoint.
Yes, indeed.
For those who will be riding the bus. Pettit. Waiting for the snap. Takes it. Hands it off. Short side.
Stay in bounds.
And nope. Running out of bounds. Short game this time. One or two. But again, the clock runs. They're not stopping it. Inside a minute now. Bulldogs. Come on the road, get a victory. Move their record to, I think, what? We're now 4-2 for the season on this weird short season. The PA address announcer crowing about the only thing the Moscow Bears can talk about, which is their girls' soccer victory because their boys' soccer team got drilled. The football team got drilled this week by Sandpoint. And looks like Lakeland's probably going to take volleyball.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a rough fall other than that. Final score, Bulldogs win it, 41-6. We will be back with your Mountain West Bank postgame show after this on North Idaho's Radio and Rock 103.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
As a member of the Sandpoint business community since 1963, Lighthouse Foods is a proud supporter of Bulldog Sports. Since the beginning, Lighthouse has been committed to investing in and having a positive impact on its employees and the communities in which it operates. Proud to be 100% employee-owned, Lighthouse has been named Best Workplace and Best Innovative Manufacturer in Bonner County. Interested in starting a new career? Go online to lighthousefoods.com for a list of current job openings.
It's always so exciting to taste the newest vintage of wines being made here at the Pondere Winery. All our 2020 Merlot grapes have been crushed, and we anticipate they will produce another award-winning wine similar to the 2019 Merlot, October's Wine of the Month. The 2019 Merlot received a double gold medal from the Washington Wine Festival and a gold medal from the Sommelier's Choice Competition in San Francisco. Come have a bottle and pair it with one of our many delicious creations from our kitchen. Fall is a wonderful time to be a wine drinker, so come see us for an enjoyable evening at the Pondere Winery.
One thing the Bonner's Ferry Badgers are famous for is their inseparableness. No matter what's happening out on the field or the court, they stick together. And we're not talking about just the players either. Coaches, students, parents, fans. They're all one big, happy family. That's why Mountain West Bank is so proud to sponsor Bonner's Ferry High School sports. Because we're part of that family too. Mountain West Bank. Today, tomorrow, together. Oh yeah, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Mountain West Bank post-game show. Coming up, a talk with Coach Knowles, the Jalapeno stat page, and the Mountain West player of the game.
And we're back here on the Mountain West Bank post-game show. Bulldogs get the win. They take it easily, outdistancing Moscow in the second half, as Coach Knowles right now is giving some instructions to the squad about what's going to happen next, being focused and ready for Lakeland next week. We'll talk with Coach here in just a moment as the final we're taking him.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're talking with Coach Knowles here. Coach, that was an interesting one. Kind of workmanlike tonight, I thought.
Yeah. It felt a lot like the Lake City game. You know, it's a little back and forth here, but when all the parts were totaled up, we were ahead. You know, we were in control. But it was never, like, out of reach till right at the end there, you know, really the fourth quarter. So yeah, and I keep telling you guys, we sweat every detail, you know. We want every play to be a masterpiece. So we stay on them. We coach them hard, and they play hard. And I'm super proud to be able to come down, get on a bus, come down to District 2. It's hard to travel. It's hard to travel, you know, and these guys came down here and beat a salty team. You know, that's it. There's a lot of players on that team that won a lot of games. So glad to have them behind us. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, now when we turn our attention to next week, and it's all about Lakeland and trying to secure that number one seed in district championship, right?
Well, the rally cry all week was, "Hey, we win this one, we put a trophy in the stadium." You know, and not a lot of times in this football life where you get to play for a trophy. You know, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing next Friday, and you know, the winner takes home the championship and a top seed to state. So, you know, boys absolutely know what's on the line here.
We'll enjoy the bus ride home.
Thank you,
sir. And we'll throw it back up to Jay for your Jalapeno stat page.
All right, thanks, Chris. Good job down there. Hey, the Bulldogs, big victory tonight, 41-6 over the Moscow Bears. They're in control of their destination here. They got the big one next week at home versus Lakeland. Everybody in Sandpoint needs to come out and cheer on these Bulldogs. They look to clinch the league title and get a home game there for the first game of the playoffs. For the post game, Mountain West post game stat page, We'll start with the Moscow Bears, who really put up a ton of yards, 282 yards of total offense. But, boy, only 6 points to show for it. Is they seem to be their worst enemy. As they, when they had opportunities moving the football, they shot themselves in the foot with some turnovers, interceptions, and fumbles. And, boy, the Bulldogs just capitalized on them in the second half. And, boy, leading the way for the Moscow Bears was Leon Hutton. He kind of did everything tonight, Chris. He was 21 of 36, really cooled off there in the second half. You know, only completing 9 passes out of his next 24. So he really cooled off, but he ends up 186 yards through the air. He also led the way on the ground, 19 carries for 81 yards, and their lone touchdown there in the first half. I thought Dylan Decker, the receiver for Moscow Bears, had a big night. He had 5 receptions for 41 yards. But, you know, all those little short passes just didn't mount to any points on the board. And, you know, that's kind of where they struggled. The Bulldogs didn't give up the big plays over the top, kind of kept the ball in front of them. And hats off to that defense as, you know, only yielding 6 points tonight.
Well, you know, if you want to show a film of the bend but not break defense,
right?
This is the perfect example. Little run, little gain, little gain, little gain, little gain. Turnover.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, they were able to punch one in that second quarter. But other than that, you know, sooner or later, you knew Moscow was going to do something. They just couldn't sustain all the way down from one end to the other without having some calamity befall them. And a lot of that was due to the Bulldog defense.
Absolutely. A big game by that Bulldog defense. I thought the secondary really, you know, after that initial, you know, that first, you know, one and a half, that first half really, you know, kind of gave up some big plays and really allowed the Bears to kind of make some plays and move the chains and keep control of the possession. But they really kind of settled down here in the second half and came up big. And for the Bulldogs, you know, 353 yards of total offense tonight. You know, Parker Pettit, sharp as always. You know, he completes 11 of 18, 143. He has 2 touchdown passes, both of them coming and going to, you know, the guy that's back, you know, Mr. All-League, Cody Newhart, who had a big game, five receptions for 62 yards. But, you know, Pettit's numbers, 11 of 18, but that's not indicative, man. He had like 3 or 4 balls that probably should have been caught. Those numbers probably just a little swayed there by just some guys that should have made some plays that didn't catch the ball. But Garrett Cox, another stellar night on the ground, 19 carries, 145 yards. Parker Pettit, 6 carries for 40 yards as the Bulldogs end up with 210 yards rushing. Boy, Parker Pettit, what can you say? 2 touchdown passes, 2 rushing touchdowns tonight. He counts for 4 touchdowns. Boy. You can't say enough about how the Bulldogs turned around in that second half and really made the Bears pay for it.
Yeah, and you know, you knew that if the Bulldogs were going to, you know, come away with an easy victory, that grinding down Moscow was going to be part of it. And they really did that in the second half. You know, they were Moscow kids were coming off the field, and they just the superior size, strength, and numbers of the Bulldogs really turned what was a fairly close game into a laugher at the end. So the Bulldogs take the big victory, and then it's all hands on deck next week against Lakeland.
Yeah, we got a big one. You know, Lakeland, you know, again coming off a big win, they got the bye this week. You know, so they're, you know, they're getting healthy, getting stretched. But I tell you, it's kind of tough. You know, sometimes that bye week is, you know, not such a blessing. You kind of get a little bit of rust. You know, you're not in the flow of things. And you know, the Bulldogs, you can tell tonight, they kind of started off a little slow. So see what the Lakeland Hawks can do. And, you know, they got to come up to the house. And Sandpoint has played really, really good at home, you know, since that turf's been put in. And boy, it's a tough place to come away with a win.
Well, we look forward to that. And as we wrap things up tonight, do you have any thoughts on our Mountain West Bank player of the game?
You know, Parker Pettit, I thought, was just outstanding. You know,
I agree.
He just he really just both sides. You know, running and passing. I think you know, that's my guy. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I 4 touchdowns tonight. Parker Pettit, outstanding. Really just had command of the pocket, and boy, hats off to him.
Okay, well, there we have it. That's your game. Bulldogs win it 41-6. For Pat back at the studio, for Jay doing a great job doing double duty tonight on stats and color, I'm Chris Chapman. Good night, everybody.